Good. Starting. Good evening, everyone. We will call this meeting to order on August 7th, 2019. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hundred and Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hundred and County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Thank you very much for such a good turnout. We will about to do a flag salute, and normally we do a moment of silence following the flag salute, oftentimes in honor of our servicemen and women. And I note last week there were two soldiers killed in Afghanistan. Of course, with the events over the weekend, I think it would also be appropriate to honor our first responders, our police, fire, and EMS. With that, please join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag. United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Amen.
And first, let me thank Woodland School for their hospitality, letting us use the building. The custodial staff has taken care of us, setting up the chairs and the like, so thank you very much to them. And the first order of business will be presentation of the minutes. If everyone has had a chance to review, we'll take one vote for both the regular minutes of July 17, 2019, and the minutes of the executive session, July 17, 2019. Are there any comments or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
The minutes for the regular meeting and executive session minutes of July 17, 2019.
Second.
And could I remind everyone to turn, make sure your red light is on for the microphone. So that's a second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. And now on the agenda, I asked to make some so-called mayoral remarks. I wanted to just start with a description of some of the background of a business administrator, the process, and sort of get all our facts out there so we don't piece them out as we go through the evening. So, first question that I've gotten quite a bit is, what is a business administrator? There is a professional organization, professional standard, or professional association of administrators, and I thought I would use their definition, which is, a local government administrator serves as a resource to the elected body. Whereas the committee, in our case, provides policy and political leadership for the community, the administrator brings policy problems to the elected body, develops alternatives, helps the elected body as it is making policy choices, and then implements policy and provides the administrative leadership necessary for continued progress and high morale. His or her input makes the difference as to whether or not the objectives and priorities of the governing body, and indirectly the community, are refined, considered, and implemented. So the business administrator will be part of the day-to-day management that runs your government. It is not a change in the form of government. As you know, we're currently considering a part-time administrator, 20 hours a week, in a shared service agreement with Tewksbury. The business administrator will not replace any existing employee. I expect the business administrator will be a resource to the existing department heads, as well as the volunteer committees and commissions, and in addition, will support this governing body. Clearly, the success or failure of the business administrator position will largely depend on how this governing body manages the position. Having a business administrator in Lebanon Township is not a new consideration. I've been told by longtime residents that in the late 1980s, when Wesley Lance was the township attorney, on multiple occasions over the years, he made recommendations for a business administrator. His reason was that as regulations increased and things got more complex, the township committee needed an expert on its side to avoid getting too dependent on outside experts such as attorneys, engineers, and planners. The outside experts clearly have an allegiance to the law or regulations, while the business administrator would have an allegiance to the best interest of the township. In addition, the business administrator can provide continuity when the experts or committee members or employees change. For municipalities large and small, it seems more common than not, and very, very common, that a town has a business administrator. Again, this has been driven by the increasing web of federal, state, and county regulations, as well as local ordinances that must be followed. There's also been an increase in lawsuits over the years against municipalities. We tend to be easy targets in some sense. So part of the value of a business administrator is to avoid costly mistakes. The township already has very experienced employees at all levels, but I'm especially thinking of our supervisory employees. I don't think anyone believes they're sitting around with spare time for us to ask more of them. A business administrator will be an additional resource to help the existing employees take on additional projects and to make the committee more effective. So what are the qualifications of a business administrator? There's not a statutory certification, as with many positions, like the clerk or a tax assessor, tax collector, CFO, who's joining us tonight. There is, however, a certified public manager course offered by Rutgers that's put together in collaboration with the New Jersey Civil Service Commission. Business administrators often have long experience in municipal government, often as elected officials, so they understand the role of the committee as well as the roles of the various municipal employees. And we can't say anything more about specific individuals for privacy considerations. Let me give a quick review of the process that's gotten us here tonight. In January of this year, January 2019, Tewksbury happened to have a personal relationship with Deputy Mayor Lawl and contacted him, subsequently contacted me, putting out the idea their business administrator had retired in January and they were potentially considering alternatives. They were looking for a part-time. You can get a wider pool of talented people if you can offer a part-time or a full-time. They approached us to see if we'd be interested in a potential part-time business administrator. On February 6th, it's in the minutes that we had an executive session regarding potential shared service with Tewksbury, where Mark and I briefed the committee, and the committee agreed that the two of us would be a subcommittee to explore in more detail what might work with Tewksbury. At our March 6th meeting, we also had an executive session where Mark and I briefed the committee as to what the potential considerations were. On March 20th, we had an executive session titled, again, Potential Shared Service with Tewksbury, where we briefed the committee on where things stood. And after that executive session, we came out into the public session. The committee voted 4-1 publicly to authorize Tewksbury to advertise for a shared service business administrator on the League of Municipalities website, which is the place where most of the qualified candidates would look, mentioning Lebanon Township sharing a service with Tewksbury. So that's when this was publicly announced. April 17th, executive session, we briefed the committee. We'd received 11 resumes. 6 were chosen for follow-up interviews. May 15th, executive session titled Potential Shared Service with Tewksbury for a Business Administrator. That's on our minutes. The committee was briefed on the interviews, and we reached a consensus among the committee on next steps. June 5th, there happened to be a member of the public attending the meeting who asked in the public session what the shared service discussion with Tewksbury was, and we mentioned it was for a business administrator. We also had a public motion that night to schedule a special joint meeting with Tewksbury, voted 5-0, stated purpose to interview candidates for a potential shared service business administrator. The Hundred in Review in their June 12th edition, our reporter happens to be here tonight, had a front page headline, Lebanon Tewksbury to discuss sharing administrator. So I just want to let everyone know this has been out in the public, nothing hidden here. June 20th, there was a special joint committee meeting with Tewksbury for business administrator interviews. We interviewed 4 candidates as an entire committee, along with the entire Tewksbury committee that was able to attend. July 9th, another special joint committee meeting with Tewksbury where we discussed our thoughts on those interviews and potential terms of an employment offer for a business administrator. And then last meeting, July 17th, we introduced the ordinance that we'll be discussing tonight. We'll have a public hearing on it tonight, creating the position of a business administrator. So in summary, this committee has been intensely evaluating this current opportunity for 7 months, and there's been discussion for years in the township about the role of a business administrator, the potential for a business administrator. And since March 20th, the public has been informed that this is under consideration. So let me then give just an overview of the shared services agreement that's also on tonight's agenda. This would be with Tewksbury. The structure of the agreement under consideration is that the business administrator will be a Tewksbury employee and Lebanon Township will receive the business administrator services through the contract. While performing services for Lebanon Township, the business administrator will follow the Lebanon Township ordinance and policies. The administrator's time will be split 50-50, although there will be day-to-day flexibility. If we have a pressing issue, it might be 3 days one week in our town and the next week 3 days in their town. But the agreement calls for the two committees, represented by the two mayors, to meet regularly to make sure that this is a 50-50 split of service as well as costs. All costs for salary and benefits will be equally split with Tewksbury. The Lebanon Township annual share of those costs is expected to be somewhat under $75,000 per year. If either Lebanon Township or Tewksbury decides this isn't working out, the agreement can be terminated with 90 days notice. The agreement is not for the agreement is for a specific individual, both at the start of the agreement and in the event that this person changes, Lebanon Township may immediately terminate if the replacement chosen is not for our liking. So that's a summary of what will be in the shared service agreement tonight, the procedures that have gotten us to where we are at this point. I would ask if any of the other committee members would like to add anything to that summary. Yes, sir.
I could have a lot to say or a little. We'll see how I go here. Some of them will hold back to later. I'm sorry.
It's not going to be quite as polished as the mayor because that happens to be my style. Well, can you hear me still? How's that better?
How are you?
All my friends tell me I'm definitely crazy for going against the political machine. I spoke to all my friends to explain, and this is what I told both of them. I say, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I don't believe we need an administrator at this time. I feel we're doing this position for the wrong reasons. Furthermore, my opinion is we don't need more big government. The administrator is not very common in Hunterdon. Clerk administrators are. Administrator would become a face between the committee and the employees, and more importantly, the people. Just to give a little insight of my position of being on this committee for so many years is this. My mission is to demand that government functions properly and represents all the people, especially those who can't speak for themselves. Also, to limit any damage or harm to others and demand justice to all violators, as the law allows, including fellow politicians. I also attended the joint meeting at Tewksbury and expressed my opinion that I felt we weren't ready for an administrator in this town yet. Maybe when people retired in the future, possibly. And as a compromise, I suggested that why not have Tewksbury hire an administrator, because they are the entity that really needs one, because we've never had one. I thought the candidate pool was weak for an actual experienced administrator who was not in the political circle, not objective in my opinion, simply didn't pass the smell test. I thought myself this position would be a big change to the operation of our township, legal but not fair to exclude the public from voting in November. Thinking of the damage that could be done and then almost impossible to change back once we enter an agreement, I decided to go and ask our township's most valued seniors that I respect and who have contributed the most to our town, some families in town for hundreds of years. All were not in favor. More importantly, wanted to know why our clerk was not made clerk administrator. Also, they also said only a handful of towns in the entire county had administrators. Those are usually the larger towns. I shared my findings with another committeeman and hope that this will of the town followers would help give pause to the administrator position. For the residents, he believed to know better and devalue their opinions. I decided time was short and I needed to stir the pot. I fired off first. This was before our last meeting. The mayor was here and Karen. And I basically screamed at him, why are you surrendering our township to a stranger? He handled it very well. Wise, shrewd, smooth operator, and I do like you as a mayor. You do represent us very well, although we do have a difference here of opinion. He respectfully disagreed and said I was one vote. Well, here's my one vote right here, right now.
Thank you.
In walked Committeeman Tom McKee. We have old sour grapes, and it was easy to get him fired up. And I told him what I thought of him and his friends. In anger, he came over to me, also looking at our clerk, hollering that if we had an administrator, maybe LOSAP would not have happened. I found it an astounding comment. And in walked Committeeman Law. I told him it's his turn for me to pick on him. However, at that time, I realized there was a resident in the town, and I calmed down and told Mark I'll take a rain check for later. I decided to make a post on Facebook, and what happened there happened. I believe from knowing the individuals on this committee fairly well that there's going to be only maybe one person who can historically save Lebanon Township, one person coming from beyond the group and putting residents and their families first above any allegiance to the Republican Party. And that would be Mark Wall. That's all I have to say right now.
I'd like to address the fact that over the last 2 weeks, I have been called or approached by many constituents that have wanted to voice their concerns or express their opinions both for and against the creation of a township administrator. During my term in elected office, my first term here, there has never been a time that I've been contacted or approached by so many residents about an item that is on a township agenda. My thoughts continue to evolve as I hear from the residents and perform additional research and seek out and understand experiences that other townships that have or do not have an administrator are going through. All of this input has me of the opinion that it would be wise for the committee to take a step back and decide the best path forward to determine if this new role is needed in our township, why it's urgently needed, whether the proposed shared service agreement with Tewksbury is in the best interest of Lebanon Township, and whether there are other viable ways to handle the tasks that a part-time administrator would perform. And I'm sure that I don't need to remind the members of this committee that each of us has a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers to spend their money wisely, and that we are each elected by and serve at the pleasure of the residents who have put their faith in us to represent their voices. I urge this committee to vote yes to the agenda item that will place a referendum on the November ballot seeking input from our residents. Anything other than a yes vote for this referendum will send a clear message to the constituents that we don't care what you think.
Any other comments? Seeing none,
Before we go on, can I want to make a motion to reorder the agenda. There are a couple of items that should be placed together on this agenda, and we should. We all know why everybody's here. Let's take the ordinance, you know, and then also you've got resolution F and G, a non-binding referendum for a ballot is to create staff and fund the position and to enter, and then G is to enter into a shared service agreement with the Tewksbury administrator. I've checked that this is something that other towns do. It's not a law that we can't put a resolution before an ordinance, so I'm making a motion and looking for a second on that motion.
Obviously, I got your request last Thursday when your proposed resolution for a referendum was received. I discussed it with the clerk, and on the one hand, I'm told we always have done the ordinance first. Now, my mother's not here, but she would tell you we always did it that way as a good answer. So I looked a little further. Your referendum actually makes reference to Ordinance 2019-06. So I don't know how we can vote on the your referendum until we've dealt with
Ordinance
2019-06.
Do the ordinance first, do the resolution second, and do the shared services agreement third.
Well, I think we've got other reasons for having the ordinance the way it is. I mean, for having the agenda the way it is. So I would suggest we keep the agenda in its current order. We'll get through all the topics in due order.
There's a motion.
I know, and I'm just having a discussion at the moment. Any other discussion? Is there a vote to adjust the agenda?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
There you have it.
There you have it.
Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is public comment. I would remind people a couple of things. First of all, the meeting is recorded. It will be posted on the website promptly. There will be three public comment periods tonight. This is the first, which we limit to agenda items only. After this, we would then go into a public hearing specific to the ordinance. So if you have comments specific to the ordinance that creates the administrator, it would be ideal to keep it to the second public hearing. And then at the end of the meeting, for remarks on any topic anyone would like to make, there's another public hearing session. So, is there a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. At this time, anyone who would like to make a comment, please come to the microphone. Please state your name, the road you live on. The secretary needs to keep minutes. If you're not from the township, please state the town, and the floor is yours.
My name is Donald Winkler. I've lived in the township since 1965. I live over on 58 Slyker Road. My question is, why are we trying to spend so much money in this township on things we don't need? I just don't understand this, okay? You want to hire an administrator, okay? Well, that's fine, but to me, I don't think it's necessary, and I don't think we need an administrator, to be very honest with you. Running this township is like, it's not rocket science, folks. It's not rocket science. It's called common sense. And it's about time a few members on this committee have some common sense, because this is not right. Let's see, what else do I have here? I have a solution, and I think we can make this solution tonight if you'll listen, okay? We have a young lady over here who's our clerk. She's totally qualified to be an administrator. Just make her administrative clerk. Okay? Give her a little extra money, she'll be happy. I asked her personally if anyone's approached her, and she said no. How comes none of you people ever approached her? She's totally qualified. You don't want her because she tells you what to do? I don't know. Maybe some of you men on this board don't appreciate a woman telling you what to do. She tries to keep you straight. I can tell you that right now. Thank you very much.
Charlie Fortenbacher, 100 Slyker Road. I just have two things. How does this administrator benefit us, first of all? And the second thing is, what can't you guys do or handle that you feel we need an administrator that we've never had before? Is there a problem with you guys don't get along, you can't make decisions, you can't come to agreements on things? Why do we need an administrator now? What is the reason? Thank you.
Sir, if we the Jeanette has tried a couple of times and just hasn't made it up. Sorry.
Jeanette Slyker, Pleasant Grove Road. I'm not sure if I'm for or against, but I've been involved with the Grange. I've been to state conventions, and they have resolutions there. And I've had my mind made up, and when there's discussion, it's changed my mind. So I want all you people to listen to the public and have an open mind. Don't have, you walked in here tonight and have your mind made up already. Please listen to the people, and I'm not saying they'll sway your mind, your vote, but keep an open mind and listen to what the people are saying, and, you know, think of the obvious, and I guess what I'm trying to say is just listen to the people, don't jump in both feet, and take it in consideration. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gene Slowinski, 186 Raritan River Road.
and I support the business administrator, and I'd like to tell you why. My history in this town suggests that this township committee has done a fabulous job, and I want to be specific with that. So Warren Gabriel put in for a grant, and this township committee approved that grant, and it allowed people who were destroyed from Hurricane Irene to rebuild their homes. So that's one piece it's a wonderful thing that this township committee did. Let me continue. I think that this committee has done a fantastic job of preserving property, the Pelio property, as well as the Red Mill property, and that's an excellent use of preservation funds, and it's a benefit to all of the community. The museum, which is always a good museum, is even a better museum now. The historians and the township committee members who attend all of the meetings, we really now have a center of town, a second center of town that's really quite wonderful. And I'd like to commend the folks that are putting that effort out. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about COA, because COA is important. I came from Gladstone, and Gladstone now has a requirement of, I believe, 38 COA units. Hampton, which kind of looks like us a little bit, they have a requirement of between 200 and 300 units. It's hard for me to find out the exact right number. Reddington Township, which also kind of looks like us, has a requirement of 1,000 members, of 1,000 units. Because of the work done by this committee, Lebanon Township's requirement allocation of COA units is two. And that's because of some excellent work done by this committee. So why do I support a business administrator? This is a part-time job for the people on this dais. They have other work to do, and frankly, as I was writing this, I was thinking to myself, if we had to pay them what we were worth, nobody could afford to live in this town. So a part-time administrator will unburden them of administrative type work that tends to be specialized and not in the purview of any one person on the dais, and allow them to continue doing some of, I think, the exceptional work that I've just described. So thank you very much. And I do not agree with the referendum, because we've already had the referendum. This township voted you onto that dais so that you could make the decisions that we're asking you to make tonight. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Stephen Leffley. I've been a resident of the township since 1985. I live at 23 Red Mill Road. I'd like to first of all thank this committee for the hard work it does. I have some amateur knowledge about how much work running a township is, and I really, really appreciate the work ethic that this committee has put in. If you haven't actually been involved a bit, you don't realize there is a tremendous amount of work to make things happen. One of the earlier speakers said it's all common sense. Yes, it is all common sense, but it's a lot of common sense, and it takes a lot of work. And we're not in the world we were in 25, 30, 40 years ago. There's a lot of regulations which we have to abide by. It takes specialist knowledge, and it takes specialist skills. And I think it's a wise decision by this committee to make sure that we have somebody overseeing the operation of the township who has that specialist knowledge and has the time to dive into the details. So I fully appreciate and support the initial votes that have been taken on this by the committee, which, as you've heard tonight, was done in public. We all knew what was going on, right? It was posted and things. So I think we should just continue where we were and continue and make this all happen, because I think it's a really smart thing to do. It may not be the cheap thing to do, but sometimes cheap things become awfully expensive, and I think you just heard one of the reasons why it can be very expensive from the previous person speaking. Thank you very much for your time, and have a good day.
Good evening. I'm E.J. Skidmore. I live on Buffalo Hollow Road. I've been a resident of the township since 1994, 95-ish. Mr. Mayor, thank you for the timeline. I would like to ask you to reconsider some of your dates. By reading the news, it's my understanding that Tewksbury Township's last full-time township administrator retired in March of 2017. He then was immediately hired by Clinton Township. He was replaced by an interim township administrator who was replaced by a township clerk administrator. She retired in March of this year. So it wasn't the township administrator that retired
in January
in March.
Of this year.
Pardon me, sir?
January
of this year. It wasn't the township administrator that retired. It was the township clerk administrator that retired. So we got that point straight. I'm not here to argue one side or the other. I obviously have my opinion. I've worked for a town that had a township administrator. It was a disaster. From an employee's point of view, I can't speak from an elected person's point of view. Right? I do know there were conflicts. That's a topic for either later tonight or another time. I would like to put it this way to you. If the chief of police came to you folks and said, I need a new cop, you're going to say, prove it to us. You're not going to deny it. You're going to say, prove it to us. If the road department supervisor came to you and said, I need more help, you're going to say, prove it to us. Give us facts. Demonstrate it to us. If the clerk came to you and said, I need some help in the office here. Things are getting too tough. You're rightfully going to say, prove it to us. All we as residents tonight, my neighbors and I, all we're asking you to do is give us a chance to vote on it. Prove to us, between now and when we get a chance to vote, that you really need this position. We elected you to do the minor things, to do the normal things, and you do that extraordinarily well. I will not argue that. And I agree, you're not changing our form of government, but you are changing how our government interacts with us, the people. And all I'm asking you to do is seriously consider a referendum and allowing us to vote on what you propose. Thank you.
Deborah Vaccarello, East Hill Road, resident since 1990. Regarding the timeline, Roberta Broussard was the last clerk administrator for Tewksbury Township. I know her personally. I could go into the stories I have heard as to how Tewksbury treats their employees. I don't believe, in my opinion, that if they want to use Lebanon Township taxpayer dollars to fund their position, that is correct. A fully tax-based municipality. And someone who is employed 2.5 days a week is not necessarily going to do due diligence to Lebanon Township when they are going to be answering to Tewksbury Township's committee, who might tend to see them in a light that may be very temporary in employment. So if we have someone who's fully qualified and willing to take that position, or if the committee thinks that we need a position like that, that we do not go into a shared service agreement, that person be fully employed by Lebanon Township and not answerable to another municipality that may have their own agenda that does not agree with ours.
Demerlowski, Slyker Road. Been here since 1985. I actually have a couple questions. First one is, Mayor, you mentioned that many townships have this service. Mr. Wonder said, not so. He also said, depending upon the size, we don't necessarily need one or whatever. So my question is, what's the truth?
Yeah, would you please?
I did research. Populations between 7,000 and 6,000. We're 6,500. There's 25 municipalities. 19 have administrators.
So, Brian, where'd your comment come from?
Just from looking on sites on towns in the area. Many of them.
It's true many don't have it. It's true most do.
Well, thank you.
It's not black and white.
Okay, well, thank you. That leads right into my next question. Why the rush? And I'd like a comment from the board on that question. You can do that, right?
We typically don't during public comment, but we'll follow up with more comments, I'm sure.
So, therefore, I'm not going to get an answer to my question. Why the rush?
We may or may not address that further in the meeting.
Now we understand the township. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Adam Duckworth, Musconet Conger River Road. I'm also our environmental commissioner, although tonight I'm here representing my own views as a resident and also just a township volunteer. My wife, Maria, runs the recreation committee for the last 5 or so years and has put on about 65 events of the events that many of you attend, so things like Easter egg hunts and visits with Santa and hose downs and stuff like that. So between the two of us, we have a lot of experience trying to get stuff done in this town. I can understand the concern of a lot of the residents here who, you know, anything that takes more money, you know, you might be against, or you might come up and think a lot of this stuff is common sense. I don't even know if I would agree with the individual that said it is all common sense. I mean, you guys get into some pretty deep types of activities and situations that you have to do as part of the township committee. So I would like to say from the perspective of someone who volunteers a lot, things are really hard to get done in this town. So when you look at insurance and, you know, every food truck that comes into the park at an event that you attend has to have an insurance certificate and has to be available at a certain time and for a certain amount. The complexities of just dealing with insurance when getting people to volunteer is really difficult. Purchasing and procurement to buy supplies for events and things of that nature can be a very complex process. How do we manage our electronic information when we try to do work as a committee or a commission? We have no standards for that right now. We would love some standards and some guidelines for how to manage that information, how to interact with all of you on social media. We have no policies or procedures for that today. This committee is already overburdened with lots of other stuff. And another individual, and I'm going to say just another individual to take on some of those tasks would be really valuable, whether it's a separate business administrator or it's rolled into another position. You know, I elect these people, I trust these people, and I expect these people to make a good decision on our behalf, and I don't think we need a referendum for that. I would also just like to say, you know, I know the committee's taking a lot of heat from the town this week in various venues. I would like to say that as a volunteer, I don't get a stipend. I know these folks get a stipend. I would say it's not nearly enough to make a lick of difference in whether or not someone wants to sit here or not. They do this because they love the town, whether they were born here or not, and whether they agree or not. You know, a lot of people are doing this in support of the town. I'd also like to say that I know many of the members on this committee actually donate that money right back to the town and actually don't keep that stipend for themselves. So to those of you that do that, thank you very much. And I really just want to end to say I do like about the township administrator that they would be available to us all the time, whether they're sitting in our building or they're sitting in Tewksbury's building. That will make things a lot easier. And also I really like the fact that, you know, between the volunteers of the town, but also the township committee members who have day jobs and can't actually get out of work to do stuff during the day, to have a resource to lean on to be able to take care of some of that work for you would be super valuable. So I welcome someone to take on some additional responsibility in this town, and it'll make everything a lot easier. And also know that you're all appreciated and do good work, so thanks for that.
Shannon Law from Boulderfield Road since 2000. I did want to address a comment that it's just common sense what our committee does. And I would like to say I can't imagine anyone in this room, whatever job you do, if someone said to you, come on, how hard is it? I can do your job. How you would feel inside if someone said that. to trivialize the work that you do into anybody can do it. Because if anybody could do it, I think we'd see a lot of names on the ballot every election. And I think we'd see a lot of people every meeting. And I can speak, obviously, as the wife of Committeeman Law, and the thought of how much work goes into this. And someone had, in another format, said it's a sob story. It's not a sob story. This man was born on River Road. His father still lives there. The memorial park is, the playground is dedicated to his mother. We live, eat, sleep, and breathe the goodness of this town, and it matters to us. We plan to die here. Our future is in the decisions that they make. They're certainly not going to self-sabotage. And we elected them because we believe that they know how to protect us and our future. These are not career politicians. They're not shaking hands and making big deals for their own benefit. Their number one interest is the benefit of us, which is the benefit of, quite frankly, our grandchildren who might live in this town. So I commend you, and I appreciate everything that you guys do. And I will say this, and I understand the idea is just make a clerk administrator. If we're considering a position that is 2.5 days a week and there is enough time to dedicate to that, I don't know about any of you, but I would be hard-pressed to think just add on 20 hours a week to a current position and expect that it's all going to get done well. That's a very heavy workload to put on someone and expect that it's going to benefit us the way we want. And finally, I will say this. I'm the executive director of the Outreach Connection. Maybe you've heard of it or not. We help people in poverty and in need. We're on a shoestring budget. We're a nonprofit. We're based in donations. I am constantly tasked with the idea of, do I spend the little bit of money that we have to save us more money later down the line? So there's reckless spending and there's prudent investment that is expected to pay itself back. And the idea, from what I understand of an administrator, is that that administrator will be able to devote some time to unrealized grants, unrealized savings, that quite frankly, they might not have the time to do. And when you have an issue to come in front of the committee, it's going to be more readily addressed, because there's going to be someone there dedicated to getting it resolved in a more timely fashion, which they're dealing with fires, not all the subsequent issues. So again, I kind of look at it as a prudent investment in our future, and I trust that they care about investing in our future because it's their future. So I thank you all.
I'm Sheila Noonan, and I live at Dogwood Drive since 1990. I want to thank you all for your service. I just want to say, and this is more towards everyone in the room, there's been stuff on Facebook that really makes me ask, is that who we want to be as a community? That's just a thought. I'm really ashamed. If I've engaged in it, I apologize, but if there's one thing maybe we can all go home with is, how can we treat ourselves better on social media? Second, I'm a professional communicator. That's what I do for a living. And one thing I'd like to see is maybe it seems like there's a lot of jumping to the referendum, but what if before that people were provided with a fact sheet so they could read the facts, not on social media? What if there was a way to survey the people, rather, you know, whether on paper or through a free service like SurveyMonkey, to get people's ideas? Because the other thing we're hearing is, I talked to so-and-so, and they said this, and they said this. So you're not really getting direct information. You're getting hearsay. You're getting and that is a negative way of saying it. You're getting a reinterpretation of what someone else said. By surveying the people, I think you have a more accurate snapshot of what people are thinking and what their questions are. That might be something to consider. And I know it's difficult with distribution lists and how do people who don't use social media participate, but maybe there's a way to straighten that out. Second of all, actually third, one thing that I understand this position would do is work on grant applications. And I'm aware that several times there's been appeals to the community to volunteer as a grant writer. Well, my daughter is a grant writer, and I can tell you it's not just checking boxes. It's very complicated. The applications are hundreds or more pages long. It needs someone with day-to-day knowledge of an operations of an organization to do it correctly. And yet it can be done by towns. Frenchtown recently received a $1 million grant for a township for a transportation alternatives program. Now, we might not have been interested in that program. Maybe we didn't want to apply. But the fact is, Frenchtown has $1 million. So we need some kind of, you know, unless there are people in this room who'd like to volunteer as grant writers or in our community who want to do it, we need someone who knows how to do it. Because if you think about it, there's a lot of money hanging on the tree, and that money's rotting because there's no one. You guys are all saturated. You're filled with your responsibility. There's a saying that 10% of the people do 90% of the work. And I think that's true here. So that's one benefit I see of the position. And if that's not a position that comes to be, I think the question becomes, who's going to do it? Who's going to get this money that's just waiting there to be taken? Thanks.
Good evening. My name is Jim DeVito. I live at 39 Shara Road. And been a resident since 1978. Want to thank the committee for its service to the community. I guess my basic position is that I think we ought to pause and study this issue in greater depth. I think we ought to learn how many townships employ a shared service model for administrators. And how successful are they? It seems to me that someone in such a position who is going to provide services to at least 5 departments in Lebanon Township and maybe 5 or more departments in Tewksbury Township, this takes an extraordinary individual. And I wondered, to what extent has the search committee, in reviewing resumes, looked at the kinds of experiences that a successful shared services administrator needs to have in order to be successful? So again, I just urge we pause, step back, let's study it a little bit further. Thank you.
So there will be 2 more opportunities. I'm not seeing any. Please.
My name is Warren Gerber. I'm a resident of Mount Grove Road. I've been in Lebanon for about 10 years. Prior to this, I lived in a community for 23 years. It was about double this size, much smaller in acreage, square miles. But after about 5 years living there, the town decided to take on a town administrator. And it was like in this town, a 50-50. People weren't happy. Some people were. But it turned out to be a total disaster. Because after a year or two of the town administrator, they needed another layer. They wanted a commissioner of safety. We had more department heads than you could count, and our taxes just skyrocketed. So I implore everybody here, please, please, sit back, think about it. I'm sure we could probably use some of the talent we already have. Karen, somebody else, at least put it to a vote, to a referendum, which Beverly has suggested. But don't jump into anything. I know it's been out here for, 2 or 3 months, but just, I'm against it. And I think that the voters will know who votes for or against this in the next election. Thank you.
I guess we're going to say the best for last. Number one, I'm Fred Janis, 238 Mount Airy Road, Lebanon Township. I'm a former patrolman, Lebanon Township Police Department, Califon, and Tewksbury Township. We've had a great police department, Road, Bill Vopelius, Gus Hentz, and the rest of them. Our township committee people have done a fabulous job. We look back at everything we have and what we need. Right now, as of this date, it's been 5 years since our road department, who does more work by accident than some of you people here do on purpose. Number one, our people at the office, we have clerks and all who also haven't had a raise, I believe, in my estimation, in 5 years. So what are we talking about? We're talking about spending, you say, $75,000, $80,000. Why not support and give our road department and these other people, along with the police department, what they need and help them out? We've survived this long. We can survive again. I got to say one thing. I keep telling my wife, helping me keep. I married a beam from Cal. I'm the only Polack from White House ever trying to beam a Califon. But I'm going to tell you one thing. We are here as a family. We voted you people here to do our job. We ask your opinion. You voted. We voted for you for your support. But evidently, sometimes things get put by the wayside. Please, think about it. We want to know tonight what we're going to do, and that's going to be it. I thank you very much for your time. Bye.
Good evening. My name is Ryan Bird. I live on 211 Sassafras Lane. I've been a resident for 33 years, and I agree with everything this gentleman said. The cops in this town, the road department, I think you're better off putting the money towards them, and then $75,000 for 2.5 days of work, is that just for Lebanon Township, or is that for both of us? Like, we're
that's each share.
Each share. So where do I sign up for that?
Callie Alexander, Forge Hill Road. I served as a health officer for municipalities for 25 years. I want to express my extreme disdain for any town administrator. It creates an elitist attitude. It separates good, hardworking township employees, which I cherish in this municipality, our police, our road department. But I tell you, I've lived it. I've lived the animosity as a hardworking health officer. Yes, they gave me more positions, more titles. Callie, you're going to do that. You're going to do also this. You're going to do that. That's public service. That's what you signed up for. I want to know a list of what deliverables are not getting done right now. We should have a complete analysis. We don't know, from grant writing to personnel. There are personnel policies, but I understand there's been no discussion with our employees. Firsthand, I tried to find out. There hasn't been the transparency that has been touched on here. I respect you people here, but I respect our employees. When you walk in that building, you get kind people that want to help. You have kind neighbors that'll come running. We'll come running for each other here in this community. You need a bed, you'll end up with 10 beds by the end of tonight. That's the kind of community we are. Keeping our costs down, understanding our deliverables, supporting our township committee, supporting our township employees, but not handing this town over to someone that will not have our vested deep interest. So I take it, and I want you to take me seriously. I've lived it, and I have complete disdain, having lived and tried to work with town administrators. Please, I vote for the referendum. I think if we were to take a vote tonight, just by this apparent attendance, I think you'd know what all these people are here for. Take this seriously. Take a pause. Really, it's not needed.
Good evening, Kylie. I'm actually from Washington Township. I am the mechanic here for 22 years.
I just want to start off, I'm going to touch on a couple little things. A lot of people reaching out. I'm going to go on the worker for the township. I've seen it through administrations in other areas where an administrator comes in, strong arms, everything else you have, your infrastructure just absolutely gets torn apart. You people up here that represent these people back here, if they tear us apart, it's going to tear you apart. It's going to tear a community apart. Okay? So I remember when I started here, Jay Weeks and all of them used to come in, and, you know, he grabbed a cigar and a piece of paper or his paper, set the chair out and say, hey, what's going on today? How you doing? How's everybody doing? This and that. Can we do anything for you? I can say there's only been a couple up there, and I've talked to all of you. I've had you all over the garage, willingly or not, and, you know, try to sit down and talk and explain. My personal opinion is I think that certain members up there are looking for this possibly for a scapegoat to say, I didn't do that, the administrator did that. And I just think the people here ought to think about that. Thank you.
Hi, guys. Eric Metzler, 24 Point Mountain Road. Yeah, everybody's pretty much said it over and over and over again, but a few things I'd like to reiterate. I've heard somebody say population 665, how much?
Plus or minus.
That's 2010. Wikipedia has it estimated today at 6,091. Every township around here is losing population.
Somebody has spoken.
Well, you know what? When we lose population, it's harder for us, all of us, to sell our homes. Property values go down. You have less of us paying the tax burden. Now, I'm also a businessman, and I believe sometimes you have to spend money to make money. In your case, you guys are trying to argue you want to spend money to save money. I get that. And I heard somebody say, just prove it to us, and I'm 100% on board. But I haven't seen that yet. To be honest, I haven't been too involved. My wife reminded me when I left Tewksbury 6 years ago, we came here. She said, you're going to be no more in politics, right? And I said, yes, dear. But we are declining in population, so maybe we'll be under that 6,000 number at some point, and, you know, we won't need the person. If this person comes on board and you raise my taxes $100 for it, it's not going to make a difference to me. But I have an 89-year-old father-in-law on North Road, and I'll tell you what, $100 will make a big difference to him. So, like I said, I've heard more over from everybody in here. We're not against it. I didn't come in here against it. I came in here with an open mind. Just want to see the numbers. Just prove it to me and tell me I'm going to spend $75,000, but I'm going to at least save $75,000. Hopefully it's $750,000 if we can get some of these grants. But I've been involved in grant writing when I was in other places as well, and it's not as easy as everybody thinks. But again, I appreciate all of you. And I can tell you one thing. I've had a business in town since 1980-something, and I've lived here for 6 years, and I've built in this town and whatnot, and you got a great group of people. You should be proud of that. Your administrators, your police departments, your road departments, zoning officers, your tax. I don't know who all keeps that together because I've never been involved in politics over here, but you do a great job, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there are no other comments at this time, as I said, there'll be two more public comment sessions. Is there a motion to close the first public comment?
I'll make a motion to close the first public comment.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. I'd just like to make a couple of follow-up comments there. I think the praise for the township employees, fully noted, fully agreed with. This is not a decision because we have a problem with our township. I did prepare, I didn't know where I would use it, but I did prepare a few examples of efficiencies that I've been part of over the last couple of years. And as I thought to myself, you know, if I knew more targets, I'd be attacking them. They're out there. I just don't know where they are. But I wanted to give you a little rundown of that. And before I do that, though, I just want to mention the biggest source of our grants is actually Warren Gabriel and our township engineer. The last 3 years, we've received three consecutive DOT, New Jersey Department of Transportation grants, totaling, I'm going to rough it, $450,000, say, over the last 4 years for guardrails, for repaving, restructuring. Warren knows where the issues are. He knows how to describe them, works with the engineers. He gets that done. So, you know, full credit where credit's due. But a couple of things that I just wanted to point out. And now, these aren't things that I've done alone. These are committee actions, but I'd like to think that I took some initiative on them. So about 3 years ago, we had a retirement of our tax assessor, you may be aware. We looked at that. Instead of saying, well, the person was here 2 days a week, let's look for a tax assessor 2 days a week, we looked at the township's needs. We studied that. Mark Wall was mayor at the time. I was deputy mayor. I had time to go do interviews and the like. We realized that for the size of our township, losing population, lower development because of Highlands restrictions and the like, we realized that we could reduce those hours. We didn't have the need for 16 hours a week. We reduced that now down to, I believe it's 6 hours a week, plus it's a we restructured it fundamentally. It's a salaried position. That's a situation where there's a state statute that says the tax assessor must accomplish X, Y, Z. We said, okay, here's a salary. You have to be in the office at least 6 hours because we want the residents to be able to contact you at least 6 hours. Right now it's 3 hours with another 3 hours for appointments and the like. So we reduced our cost for our tax assessor from a previous salary only, not benefits. The $75,000 number I give you for the business administrator includes our share of health benefits and everything else. This is salary alone was $52,000. This year our salary for our tax assessor is $28,000. So we've reduced that by 46%. Earlier this year, we had a renewal of our animal control contractor. They came along and told us, you know, you're really going to need a lot more service. We're going to have a 50% increase. They wanted to go to $14,520 plus the highest vet fees and the like that we could find. So this committee balked, and we said, you know, 50%, how can we justify that? We went along, we went out, we got other quotes, we met with other people, we convinced ourselves, you know, this contract that we now have for $6,500 fully suits our needs, no pushback from concerns for service and the like that I'm aware of. And so again, we saved $8,000, 55%. That doesn't happen without interviews, that doesn't happen without looking into this. Another few months ago, and again, DPW, that's where a lot of our big capital tends to be, we've been nursing a backhoe for the last few years, and we give them great credit for keeping it running. The township needs a backhoe. When a tree goes down in the middle of the night, it's that crew that comes. They need that equipment. We need to have it. We look for a backhoe. Now, I stumbled across a grant. The state has a so-called Stop the Soot grant. Again, I don't do it myself. I work with Warren. We apply for this grant. We're in the process of getting 30%, $33,000 toward a backhoe that we needed. But that's an example of someone who's even 20 hours a week who's focused on this are going to find more things than, I mean, admittedly, I put probably on average 15 to 25 hours a week into this position. And I stumble across things. Last meeting, another example. Our zoning officer discussed with us that, again, with the Highlands Council, lower development and the like, we don't need him 16 hours a week in our office. So we cut about 33% in agreement with him, about 33% off his hours, 33% off of his salary. And we're going to reallocate that to improve some of our filing system. So those are some examples of efficiencies that we know are out there. And as I said, if I knew where they were, I would be attacking more things. But we feel a professional, 20 hours a week, focused on us. And also now to the Tewksbury point, at Tewksbury, they'll be thinking about the same type of thing. So if they're sitting in the Tewksbury office and they find a grant, the next day they're in our office, we benefit. We really think it's a 1 plus 1 equals 3. And I would also point out that it's not an unknown partner. We have a very successful construction office with Tewksbury. We have a very successful municipal court. They save us money. They provide good service. So those are some of the comments that I wanted to make before we go on to the next item on the agenda. Any other comments from the committee?
I'd like to say the mayor worked very hard in his position and served us very well, even though we have disagreements. He puts more into it than any mayor that I'm aware of in the past, and I appreciate that. However, those savings he's talking about, we still have to take into consideration losing state aid to our schools, maybe losing aid to our power plant, electric situation down here in the future. So, those
efforts may be canceled out at some point, and we still have to do our due diligence.
Everybody hear that okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
So the next item on the agenda is the Ordinance 2019-06, an ordinance creating the Office of the Administrator of the Township of Lebanon. This would be a public hearing. This was introduced last meeting, July 17th, 4-1 vote. It's been available on the website, available at the municipal building, published in the newspaper. Unless there's any comments from the committee as we move into that agenda item?
Yes. So, I mean, the question of what's the rush? I got on this committee 5 years ago. I've lived in this town for 42 years. The first class I took was taught by an administrator of Woodbridge. I never knew what an administrator was. The explanation of what he did and helped out the committee in becoming more efficient. This plus this. It's one meeting of paper for every one of us. And a lot of times it's twice that because we get it twice a week so we can read what we're doing. So this is paperwork we have to go through, read, figure out what we're going to vote on, how we're going to affect it. I've been trying to get us to go electronic. It's difficult because I'm just one person. I'm trying to figure out how to get this through it. And I've kind of honestly given up. It's not, you know. So there's so many things we have that we can do to become more efficient, but I don't have a presence in that office. I can't work there every day or even 2 days a week. I do work for a living. The other big part of this and getting on the committee 5 years ago, basically I got sworn in with no experience, no understanding of politics at all, except I was on the planning board, so I had some clue of the waiting for vote, like... it wasn't until the following November that I go to the League of Municipalities that have conferences on what politicians do in your town, what you do for your town. What I found amazing, because I was part of a strategic planning committee for Voorhees for a number of years, that they had a plan for 1, 5, 7 years out, what they were going to do with that. That doesn't exist here. We have no plan except, I'll be honest, the biggest plan we get is from Warren as to how old his vehicles are, you know, and so we have some idea. I'd like to see a way that we could start having a consistency and have somebody that creates a consistency for this committee that we have a way to onboard committee members so we know where this boat's going. I get on, I have no idea where this boat's going. I have no idea why people made decisions 10 years ago. Hindsight's great. You can say that was a stupid decision. But there was a reason they made it at that time. I don't know what it is. There's no roadmap that shows us how we got here to this point. And this is to help us have a consistency amongst the committee that there's somebody that's going to set goals for us, and we're going to set goals with them of what we're going to get accomplished for this town. As Mr. Duckworth pointed out, we don't have a policy about Facebook. It's a problem. It's a legal issue that could come back and bite us seriously. We don't have a good handbook for our volunteers. We don't have an updated handbook for our employees. We have so much stuff that we have to focus on, and we don't have the time. He puts in 15, 20-plus hours. I put in at least 10-plus hours. I don't know what the other members do. I'm not sob-storying. I love it. I enjoy it. I wouldn't do anything. I'm thrilled to be here, but I can only put so much time in a day. And I see this as a way that we can become more efficient for our community. We have a way to get out of it. We made sure we had that. We want to try this. You know, I read a lot of books, and Roosevelt said he wished he was right 75% of the time. And I think he was a great president. I'm hoping I'm right. You know, I think hoping this will be a great success for our town. It may not. I hear stories. It all comes down to how we manage this person. If we manage this person great, it's going to be a great success. If we're horrible at management, yes, it's going to fail. But it's up to us to make sure we keep this person on task and focused on the goals that we need to get done to make this town more efficient. Because we've gone the way we have. I don't know if you look at the state legislature. They have 10,600 bills posted in the past year. And that's a legislature that affects this whole state. How do we keep up without having somebody that focuses on it? The lawyer has only so much that he can do. This is another professional. And I see it as a way to be efficient for this community and gain a resource for this committee to be faster. It takes forever. We took us 2 years to get a new phone system in our municipal just because of the time of dealing with this person, then dealing with this person. I'm in the middle. And it took forever. I did the same thing in my office in 2 months. So the process, the government process, slows everything down. My goal here, why the rush, is to try to gain efficiency and speed up the process that everybody I hear do. Why does it take so long to do this? Why does it take so long to do that? Because we meet twice a month, and if we get a complaint from a resident, I now have to, I take it on, or somebody else takes it on. They do research in it. It now goes to the next meeting. They say, I'm not really ready yet because I have so many other things to do. It could go a month or 2 months before it actually gets in front of this committee to have a discussion about this. Whereas if we had this person that took that request from the residents immediately, they can do that research, bring it to us to start a discussion on an unbiased way that we can start moving on it and act quicker. I mean, it's just amazing how little gets done because we are restricted by timelines and how we have to post things and how we have to wait. Pretty much after November, you can't do anything because if you get one snow day, an ordinance can't pass because you got to start over in January. So there's so many idiosyncrasies about being in political government. Most people, I never knew. I had no clue because I was working on something for this town. We never had anything to manage our historians or our park committee. They didn't exist on paper. We had people that volunteered, but they had nothing. They didn't exist on paper. My first year, I worked on the park committee and rearranged the recreation because they conflicted with each other on paper. You know, because recreation was supposed to be in charge of parks, but we had this whole park committee that was supposed to be in charge of our park. So I worked on that. Recently, we finally got to historians because it's one of those things that it wasn't screaming in front of us. And the main reason I did that back then is because Pat was getting off of this committee, and she was the driving force there, and I wanted to protect that committee to make sure that there was nothing that was going to bring them down because they had no protections. And these are just things that are kind of found out of happenstance, or you hear this, or you hear that. And there's so much of that, and we just need somebody that can help us find these little happenstances that are going to bite us in the butt sooner than later. And that's my opinion on it. Thank you.
I'd like to follow up with that. I think Mark's hitting it right on the spot. No committee man comes here and is a perfect committee man, nor has a crystal ball. We all struggle in the beginning, and we learn our ways. No one's really guiding us. We fall into it. But what I will say is no administrator will run Lebanon Township. I'll say that again. No administrator will run Lebanon Township. This Lebanon Township committee will direct the administrator, and that administrator will serve at our pleasure, which means that administrator serves at your pleasure. I do believe that we do need an administrator to take us into a different area. We have a hulking energy plant down there that's 40% of your taxes. $2.6 million comes from that. The governor holds the lockbox. Do you know what that all means? We might get the same aid that we've been getting. I call it compensation. The state calls it aid. It's been a problem for this town for years. They took more away in 2008 from us during the recession We never got it back. And now the governor has that lockbox. We may see less. We need someone on that job all the time. Not me part-time. All the time. Because if we have to increase taxes by 40%, I'll be running over the hill. You'll be all after me. We need someone to pay attention to what we don't pay attention to. We pay attention to this community. Great community. Everyone here. It's a great community. I set up my home here. My children here. My grandchildren's here. My wife's parents been here since 1926. You think I want to screw up Lebanon Township? Absolutely not. But what I do want to see is us to be proficient and efficient and survive. That's my feelings on this. You can take it for whatever it is, but that's how I feel. We need to look beyond. And what I see an administrator doing is bridging the past and now and bridging to the future. You can hide your head in the sand and not think it's not out there. But I think we ought to be proactive and work together on this administrator and move forward. I don't see the fear. I think it's a position we need at this point. Thank you.
Any other comments? Or would there be a motion to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2019-06?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment regarding Ordinance 2019-06, creating the position of administrator of the township.
Hi, my name is Laramie Silber. I live on Musconet Kong River Road. I'm really excited to see such a turnout of residents here tonight. I hope you all keep coming back to the normal township meetings, but I don't think anyone here tonight can be said to be here because they don't love the township. And so it's great to see how many people really care and how people are invested and maybe just don't have time on a normal Wednesday night with jobs and family to get out to the regular meetings. But when the fire is there, they're here. So thank you all for coming out tonight, and thank you to the committee for being here. And I think what I would love to see the committee do is to vote yes on having the referendum, because there's no downside to it. It's not binding. Everybody has said there's no emergency, that we need an administrator today, tomorrow, right now to start. If there is an emergency, I would hope the committee would share that with the residents today. But you've all said there isn't. So let's wait. Clearly, your constituents are concerned. Whether the concerns are valid, whether it's going to turn out the township really does need that much more help, let's take the time to find out the kind of help it needs. I've heard about grants, which, great. I've heard about bridging the past and the future and efficiency, which is a little unspecific, but all things the township needs to do. But we haven't really gotten into the nitty-gritty of what that position needs to be able to do, what the qualifications are going to be, and whether we're really going to pay $75,000 for 2.5 days a week of work. I know part of that is benefits, but that's still something that the township residents are going to have to bear at a time when we're already looking at tax raises from the energy receipts, from past mismanagement of budget, things that aren't your fault, but things that all these people in the room already are having to budget for. So let's take a second, pass the referendum, and really decide if we need to ask everybody to open their wallets and pay for this position, or if there's other solutions. Let's get the township residents involved in finding out what those needs are. Let's put together a liaison committee to work with one or two of the committee members and concerned township residents, that we can all come together, all roll up our sleeves and pitch in to find out what's really going to be best for this place we all love. Thank you.
Skidmore, Buffalo Hall Road. Tom, I must say, I've never seen you, or haven't seen you that animated in years. What you said about you control the township administrator, hence we control the township administrator, I've forgotten exactly what words you used.
What I meant is that the committee controls the township administrator, which means the residents do control the township administrator through this committee. That's what I mean by that.
I understood you. I just forgot the exact words. I would suggest, I'm going to interrupt and I'm going to stop right there. That's the only point I want to make. not going to be long-winded, which is not like me, but it is what it is. Why don't you folks agree to give us the opportunity to tell you if we want a township administrator to control? Simple as that.
Catherine Gotch, Raritan River Road. I completely agree with the idea of an administrator. I think it's a fabulous idea. Coming from business, I think that it is something that we need in this township. I have volunteered on many committees, done hours and hours of work, probably as much as you do per week, for various volunteer groups. And we need a coordinator, we need a human resources person, and we need a professional grant writer. My entire income for 30 years has been from grants through the EDA. You have to know how to write these things. You have to know how to administer them. They are a fantastic resource. It's not hit and run. It takes research and time. And I think it's very, very important. I have chose to live in this township. No, I wasn't born here. My grandparents weren't born here. My grandparents were German farmers. So I relate to the farming atmosphere. I relate to the rivers. That's why I chose to live in this town. I could live anywhere on the planet, and I chose to live here. And I think it's equally as important as having Grandpappy live here. Not to denounce that in any way, but we are not to be belittled because we moved in recently. And I think that the people on the river, on the Raritan River, are very invested in this community. We live how that river rises and falls, and the township has treated us well. And I want to support what you're doing. I think it's fabulous. I think it's important. And I think that if people are against this, they have to find real data, real statistics, and not say, we're afraid of it, my grandmother didn't like it, I heard it was a bad thing. Come up with real information, because without it, you cannot make the decision. Thank you.
Hi, Adam Duckworth, Musconetcong River Road. Heard a lot of great thoughts tonight, a lot of great positions. I mean, I would just say, a lot of people are coming at this like it hasn't been well thought out when it's been, investigated for months already. I would say the best way to understand if this position will provide value is to try it. The worst case scenario, folks, is a 90-day cancellation policy on this role. So, I mean, what's the downside here, really? Give them 90 days to figure out, find some grants, find those efficiencies, and if it's not working out, then that's it. That's the end of the role. So, I mean, I think the downside's pretty low when you look at the grand scheme of things.
Hi, Brendan Noonan, Dogwood Drive, 29 years in the township. It's clear to me that we have a very hard-working committee right now who are willing and able to put in a lot of time and commitment. The thing is, it's just the nature of the beast that this is going to be a rotating cast of characters, and for whatever reason, a future committee may not be willing or able to put in the work that these people are doing right now. We need to have someone who's there on a regular basis with a set number of hours and days a week and so on. So I think this is the right thing to do.
Shannon Law, Boulderfield Road. What I am just going to add is I can't even pretend that I understand the complexities of what it takes to do the jobs that they do. I don't know if anyone in here would step up and say that they understand it, that you are an expert and fully understand the intricacies of what the committee does. What I do trust is when someone says it's so much more complex than you realize and we need help, if I were to say, yeah, nope, sorry, And they go, yeah, but it'll make us more efficient, and it'll make us better, and we can do so much more. Yeah, nope, sorry, don't like it. Then at what point do we turn around and go, hey, why can't you get this done? You can't have your cake and eat it too. So it can't be, guys, get it done faster. But I know you're saying how hard it is, and I know you're saying how much work it is. I don't care, I'm not giving you help. You can't have it both ways. And what they're only looking to do, those that are for it, is to make it more efficient. And they're saying, this is a very complex position. Most of us, myself included, as the wife of one of the committee men, I do not understand all the work that they do. I understand, hon, I'm going to be late tonight again. I'm working on this. Hon, I get that. But I don't know the ins and outs of it. And I don't think any of us do. So when someone, when there's several people that say, look, I've researched it. They are the experts on it. And they know it. And they're saying this is going to help. At some point, you have to take a leap of faith that if they're saying this is going to be beneficial, that it will be. And it'll be to our benefit. And again, as Adam said, it's no lose. If it doesn't work, there's no one here that's going, I'm going to be right no matter what. They're going to say, we're done. So I support it, and I appreciate everything that you guys do. Thank you.
Deborah Vaccarella, East Hill Road. I'm sorry it took 2 years for a new phone system to go into the municipality. That's absolutely ridiculous. However, with all due respect, I was on the Recreation Commission. I can say that a township administrator is not going to help you reduce the amount of permits, insurance, or anything like that. That is the job of the committees that are volunteering. And that's what I did when I was on those committees volunteering. That's not going to get any easier with an administrator. That's the reason why we have the wonderful volunteers that volunteer here and put the hours in. And it sounds like in the grapevine there might be people who are willing to help out volunteering and doing certain things. The fact that it took 2 years for a phone system to go in, whatever checks and balances on the good side or whatever delays that caused it, because being a member of the Recreation Commission, I was in those years when the park would not talk to the Recreation Commission, and the Recreation Commission was going to the committee and saying, but we're in charge of parks, but the park won't let us do anything. So those checks and balances and those issues that cause the delays are not going to be solved by hiring someone. They're going to be solved by having people coming together and saying, okay, this is why it took 2 years for a simple phone system to go in. There are companies that can do that very quickly, as Mark said. So there's issues underlying in Lebanon Township that are checks and balances on the good side, and then also are going to be of a political nature that delay things. That's not going to change if you have an administrator. The administrator is going to sit back, collect their salary, and be extraordinarily happy that they don't have to do anything. I don't know how many grant proposals a business administrator is going to actually fill out. That's not the job that I've ever personally seen any of the other administrators. With all due respect to whomever said that Frenchtown got $1 million grant, Frenchtown has zero full-time employees. So their administrator did nothing because they don't have one. So whatever Frenchtown did, we could use their grant application and just copy it and put Lebanon Township in instead of the borough of Frenchtown. There are other ways of doing it. And like I said before, if that person, sharing that person with another municipality, it's going to be different than what we have with our construction office. They're not sitting in the municipal offices, and they themselves have been pulled in separate directions and sometimes are inefficient. Thank you.
evening. David Nell, 521 West Hill Road. When I came here this evening, I was a little bit ambivalent on the whole situation because I just learned about it on Facebook. So my instinct initially was that this is probably a bad idea. But the more I sat here and thought about what you were saying, what people were saying here, the more I've come to realize that when, you know, when I think about your phone issue, that could probably have been solved by having a coherent purchasing policy in place. So that would probably be something that the administrator would do. So from what you were saying earlier, I don't think this person would necessarily be doing grants and what have you. I think what they would be doing is more streamlining processes and procedures within the township. Maybe I'm wrong. But that would probably save a lot of time in terms of how things get done behind the scenes with you guys. Apart from that, if you had a laundry list or... well, let me first of all, I agree with the fact that you need a coherent plan going forward. And I think it's always good policy to have maybe a 3-year, 5-year, 10-year, and 20-year plan in place, however well that's kept to along the way. However, it does give a guideline for progress within the township. And it also gives guidelines for people to have a look at and say, okay, that's a good direction that we're going in. I also had another thought, and that is if you had a laundry list of items, I was thinking of the gentleman's data issues with the web. I'm pretty sure in this township there are a lot of professionals who work in IT. I'm one of them. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are retired who have worked in IT and in other professions who could be tapped for particular jobs, for example. If we had a laundry list for looking for volunteers to do X, Y, and Z, and that was posted, I'm pretty sure that you'd find people who could do those tasks for you. A lot of these things, if the burden is shared, the burden is halved, right? At this point, I'm not against an administrator, particularly since I think it's an idea that probably its time has come and that we should probably give a try at, but I would say that the best thing about it is that it does have a fail-safe in place. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Mayor, if I may, could I follow up on something? There was a couple comments back a little while ago. An individual mentioned about the possibility of the committee revolving and changing, which we know will happen. You know, this committee will change and people will come and people will go and, you know, they'll have to learn their craft or maybe they've already had their craft somewhere else. But what will also happen to this township is we will learn, we will eventually, by attrition, people in our department heads and our employees will move on at some point. Some of those times are closer than we really know. So we're going to lose some valuable people. So my point that I made about the bridge to the past, to the present, to the future, is what I think we can do with the administrator. If we can input our beliefs as Lebanon Township in the administrator, when we lose some of our quality people in the future, which we all will, to some retirement or whatever, I want everyone to stay here as long as possible, but the administrator could probably ease that situation for us where the history, the character, everything we love about this town could be passed through the administrator and on to new employees coming in. It's just a thought. Thank you.
Just one. Gentleman's coming up. Sorry. He was on the way. Yeah.
Don Trezzolo, Slicker Road. I have a couple things this evening. $75,000. On the township is what you've been kind of throwing around for a part-time government job. Who wants that?
Okay,
you know what? There is going to be very minimal work that will be achieved by this administrator part-time. You're already saying it takes so much time to get anything done. You yourself, Mr. Mayor, 15 to 20 hours a week. Well, 20 hours a week $75,000 for a part-time. Is anybody else doing the math? So, and since Facebook has been brought up recently, Deputy Mayor Law had stated that our township clerk already does the work and does it satisfactory and handles the work. Let's give her a raise, give her a title. She already has benefits. Why are we going outside? Let Tewksbury take care of Tewksbury. We don't want their bills. Why are we going to take on another town's bills? It's like a road. Whoever said that.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Orlowski again.
Tom, you mentioned something that the administrator was going to be the bridge from the past to current to the future and basically help turnover. Based upon what somebody said here about the turnover of the Tewksbury administrator, how are they going to help?
I see it in a different position. I don't see us having problems with that. I think this committee will vet that individual quickly if he doesn't fit into what we believe is right for Lebanon.
Well, I think that's a leap of faith. But I also, taking a look at the qualifications here on page 2, section 3, the appointment of the administrative qualifications will be based upon the administrative qualifications. What qualifications are you looking for? There's no list of qualifications. So how does anybody make a decision? How does the township people here make a decision? I'm just baffled.
I guess I'm the big mouth most of the time. All I got to say is one thing. How many people here have not worked, had a contract in the last 5 years? Okay. Why not take that money right now and pay our employees what they owe? We have a young lady over there who's doing a job. Give her an extra couple bucks. I'm saying more than a couple bucks, but give her the work. She can handle it like everybody else does. Hey, look, I'm 77 years old. I'm still working. I'm too young to retire, and I'm still working for a living because when I was young and dumb, I spent a lot of goddamn money, and here I am, you know, and there I'm. About what could I tell you? I voted for you people to do our job. Please, you work for us, okay? I know you're doing everything possible, but please be a level head about it. Take this money aside, pay the police and our road department and our township people, and then we'll talk about the other crap later. Thank you. I may run for mayor one day too, folks. Oh, here we go.
There you go. Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. I see there's a lot of people here, probably in the neighborhood, 130, 140. I get a good portion of the township meetings I attend. I see maybe 3, 6, 9 is a full building. My point is, if you go to the meetings, read the minutes, read the bill list, you'll see there's a lot of things going on. Maybe you'll have questions. I had some questions. My point is, you got to be aware of what's going on to make a decision. The committee knows what's going on. They see different things there. They feel an administrator work. It looks to me like maybe a administrator may pick up some things that the residents miss and the committee has missed. My point is, I think an administrator would be fine for the town.
Seeing no one else coming forward, is there a motion to close? Oh, sorry.
I'm Judy Smith. This is 526 West Hill Road. It's a beautiful township. Beautiful.
Can't hear you. Would you mind tilting it down for a little bit? Or there we go. Thank you.
You want to hold you up?
Give me your stick.
Sure.
Thank you.
I mean, it's a beautiful township. I love it. But what upsets me, the taxes just keep going up. People are leaving the township for, number one, let's face it, cheaper taxes. You know what I mean? And has the committee ever did a survey on how many houses in like a few years have been up for sale? You know, and a lot of the people say it's for the taxes in the township. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, I love the township. It's just that if you're living on a fixed income and these taxes keep going up, you know, you may say it only goes up a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there. But you add that couple dollars up, it's a lot of money, especially when you're living on a fixed income. And let's face it, nobody in this room is Rockefeller. That's for sure. You know? Like I said, I love the township. I've been in the township for 24 years. And I love it. I love the park. And when I retire, I might be able to help volunteer. You know, but when you got a full-time job, like you said, it's hard to spend a lot of time. You know? I mean, I volunteered in a ladies' auxiliary for years in Hampton and Harmony. And another thing, volunteerism is almost a thing of the past because you got this younger generation. If they ain't getting paid for it, they're not going to do it, regardless, you know. And I can just see working with the younger people. I mean, I'm saying they're not all like that, but, okay?
Thank you.
John Van Ness, Laker Road. As far as the work goes, as far as the phone's taking 2 years, either you had the wrong guy or I don't know. I mean, Tom, you're in construction like I am. If somebody's having a problem getting a certificate of insurance, don't give them the money. You'll get your certificate. And if it's somebody like a worker that has to work in a municipal building that needs to be bonded, that gets done through his workers' comp insurance. It's pretty simple. And if you're having other work done, I even bid the work on the ambulance squad building, and somebody else beat me out. I mean, I won't comment on the workmanship, but, you know. I also offered to donate the two man doors. But, you know, I grew up in this township. My grandfather's house was the first house on Butternut Road. He bought it off a dot named as Batson. And if you need a hand with getting phone systems done, I work construction. I know a ton of guys. And getting an insurance certificate is pretty easy. You know, we do commercial work, residential, so, you know, there's a lot of guys out there when you're in the business. As if you did it, you know. You know, but taking 2 years to get a phone system done, that's, I think, the wrong guy, right?
Actually, it's the same guy who did it for me for 2 months at my business, and then I had just finished it in 2 months. Brought all the contractors that I saw were good contractors to the committee and let them make a decision. It worked out to be the same guy that the whole committee came.
Well, why'd it take 2 years then?
Bureaucracy.
In what reason?
Just
like
the
how?
Process. We have to sit down. We have to talk about it. It goes for 2 weeks. It goes for a month. We need to think about it. People need to digest. Then it goes back to the lawyer.
Well, first thing you get is bids, right?
Yes.
For how much it's going to cost and who your middleman is.
It's just the process that takes that long. It goes to the lawyers. There's things that are in their contracts that don't work with municipalities. It goes back and forth. We have to decide. Every time we have to decide, it's at a meeting. We only meet twice a month. So if there's a decision, he has to go back. Then it comes back again. And it does that. It did that for 6 months going
right.
back and forth.
Right.
It's just the process that we live with. So it's things where questions that we can have a direction given to this person to say, this is what we want to get accomplished, it would help alleviate.
Wasn't well, there criteria you could write up to give to the contractors to say, this is what we want, this is what we need you to supply, and if he doesn't comply with it, then see you later, you know?
Well, they comply with it. Ultimately, it took me getting more in the middle of it, which I didn't want to do as a single committee member, to go, this is what we want in front of it, to make these decisions. Because we make decisions as a committee. I take that very seriously. That we take this, all the decisions we make as a committee, so getting involved with an individual contractor on my end, I didn't want to do that. It was the only way I got it done.
So this way, there's somebody that's
working for the town. Well, somebody's got to play general contractor, right? And direct them.
That's what an administrator would be.
Well, I don't think an administrator would do any more than what you did.
But they did.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't think an administrator would make a phone call any better than any of you would or you would to get a insurance certificate from a food vendor. I mean, we did it with California Fire Company all the time. You call them up, their company emails you and mails you a certificate. I mean, it's, you know.
But what you also have to understand is we're voting on, like, the bids that you're talking about that didn't get the job. The whole point of us getting packages in front of this, and that's why I tried to keep as removed as I could through the process, because I didn't want to have an influence or a bias that I liked this guy or didn't.
Oh, absolutely. Conflict of interest.
Do it. Where we're put into that position where we're personally soliciting these bids. We essentially then create a relationship with these as an individual. It then biases our opinions on things. If we have another individual that also does this and then puts these numbers in front of us, we have no contact with them except maybe when we bring all of them in to do an interview as a group instead of an individual. That's the problem, is we have to do some of this work, and then we get blamed that we're biasing one way or the other, and it's not fair to us to feel like we're taking on this bias. Oh, sorry, I keep...
I should learn my own process.
I can
here.
Hear you. No problem.
It's, you know, we don't want to be biased, and this another just one other point that this allows is for us to just have those quotes in front of us and not be biased by having a conversation with this person where they try to wheel and deal us on the phone when we're just trying to get a quote. That person can talk to the administrator. The administrator says, I don't make the decision. I need your proposal. Proposal sits down in front of all of us. We read them. We said, yeah, well, let's bring this guy in for a group interview to see what's going on. And then we interview as a group.
But you would be doing the same thing you did. He would just get the bids for you.
He would get the bids.
You
he would do
I mean?
The initial solicitation and finding it. But the problem is when if one of us is doing it, now we're becoming biased by that person because we're creating a relationship with that individual contractor. We're a legislative arm for this. This helps. We're getting so much stuff day in and day out that we have to do individual solicitations. And the fear is that we start getting biases towards those situations because there's a lot of an impact that we have to do, work we have to do, and this helps us get that done
well,
more
sure,
efficiently.
Sure, but we elected you guys to do all that.
And I don't have a problem
doing it. You're doing a great job. I'm not saying you're not. But if it comes to a point where a contractor's like, well, I know Mark, I'll get the job. You got to go, whoa, I got to step back away from this conflict of interest. And give it to somebody else, you know?
And that becomes the situation.
I mean, it just blows my mind, 2 years to get a phone system done
it
in
blew
a small
my mind.
Building like that
it blew
when
my
we
mind.
Do big buildings in, weeks,
But it's, the process by nature takes a long time. Everything takes, a lot of times it's not uncommon for something to take a year from the time we hear about it, by the time we go through the whole process and decide on it. So I see this as an efficiency for the whole community, for us to get through, get more stuff on our agenda to make decisions on, to get stuff that's old off the books. I mean, we have ordinances that we've tabled years ago that we haven't gotten back to because they haven't come up. They haven't been a fire. They were fire at that point. We said, let's table them. We'll suspend them. They don't seem to be a big deal right now. We need to get back to some of these, but there's other fires that, like this, that we're dealing with right now. So... this person can get through this all. It is my job. But it is my job to review it and go through it.
One conversation at a time.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hate to come up a second time, but you're talking about bids and things like that. Hunterdon County has a shared services right now where their purchasing agent and their bid thing process could be used. So that's another process. I understand the frustration that if I were to bring something in to the committee, per se, let's just say it's my idea, and then Mark doesn't like it because he may think that I have a relationship with the contractor, that in itself delays things. Having a subcommittee that volunteers are involved with and going out to the community and having bid packages and things like that so that in itself could be done
But I'm just saying that there is a shared services agreement that Hunterdon County already has. And they have a full-time purchasing agent, and they have a process where there are closed-seal bids that you go in and you say, this is what I want, and they would handle it for you. So I'm just saying that there are other checks and balances in there that a township administrator is still going to bring it to the table, and Party B may not like that township administrator and may say, I don't like that idea. And you're going to be in the same boat all over again. Having a closed-seal bid process with a purchasing agent may in itself solve the problem when you're talking about something like that. Just a suggestion.
Thank you. Just a comment from me, being I've been on the committee, I think, a little bit the longest, and served with many other committees in a mix-up. And normally this would have been delegated to be handled by our clerk, and efficiency it would have been. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jean Lang. I live on Musconetcong River Road since 1976. I was away for a few weeks, and when I came back to familiarize myself with this issue, I read a lot of the Facebook posts, and I just have to say that I was shocked at the nasty comments that were back and forth to some really well-thought-out ideas. And I've heard here tonight, and I've heard here from a lot of people in other times, if we only had more people at the meetings, if we only had more of our citizens who were really interested in participating, and if what happens when someone suggests a perfectly wonderful idea is to get lambasted and called names, then I'm not sure how you can expect that kind of participation. A gentleman, Mr. Skidmore, who I've heard speak tonight, came up with a perfectly, I thought, great idea to have a citizens committee to investigate this issue, to go through a lot of the things which clearly none of you have time to do. I understand that. Everyone does. But here you have people who are willing to help, and to be put down and shut off like that is really not what Lebanon Township was about. And I also understand the woman who came up and said her taxes have increased. Right. Mine were $100 per year when I moved here, and now they're $8,000. That's not to do with you guys. I know it's the schools. K through 12 is about 91% of my taxes. I get that. But that doesn't mean that we have to be careless or thoughtless and throw away and turn away people who are trying to help and put in their time. If you formed a citizens committee to investigate this issue, my goodness, what might be next? People might get together and volunteer to do certain things like I've heard them do tonight, like the gentleman about the phone system or about grants. I have seen a little tiny thing in the Lebanon Township newsletter that says, we need a grant writer. I frankly had no idea what that was about. If you need somebody to write grants, I've done that. I think other people in the township have. Tell us what you need. Let's be more open in a real community. And let's stop everyone who did that crap on Facebook. Cut it out. That's not what we're about.
Coming forward at this time. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Or the public hearing, I guess.
Public hearing comment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Any other committee discussion, or is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 2019-06 creating the administrator position?
You were going to research on page 2. You were going to research on page 2 that no elected member of the governing body shall be eligible for appointment as township administrator during the member's term of office, nor within 1 year after the expiration of said term. 3 years, 2 years? Could we make a change like that? You were going to investigate that.
Yes, and again, the 1 year is a floor, a statutorily
right.
required floor. It's simply a restatement of state law.
Right, but you said that you would check and see if a town could change that in their ordinance, even though it's a state statute. So yes or no? Doesn't
there's
matter.
There's no precedent, legal precedent, to increase it from the 1 year.
Any other discussion, comments? My comment remains, as I believe it was the last meeting, that this could change the character of the township forever. It's really risky. Yeah, if we get the right guy, maybe it'll be okay, but I'm not willing to take that risk. Any other discussion or motion?
I want to thank everyone for all their comments, both pro and con. But I think I've clarified my position where I stand on this ordinance, and I'm going to motion to approve ordinance number 2019-06.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
No.
Yes.
Before I give my vote, I'm going to say that I had said yes when we first introduced this, and based on the comments that I got from people, and just, I did it in the spirit of a business person. I did it like, let's get ahead of the curve. If we need this, let's have it on the books, because you never know when you're going to have to fill this position. But based on everything I'm hearing, I'm going to vote no.
And my vote will be yes.
And I vote yes as well. And I'd like to thank everyone for the very thoughtful comments. I personally listened to all of them. I took them into consideration. This has not been a rushed decision. This has been thoroughly reviewed. With that, we've got some of our more regular business to get through next. We have Resolution 65-2019, which is carried over from last meeting. This is a resolution authorizing the submission of the Hunterdon County Wastewater Management Plan to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. The exact language of the resolution is that this governing body consents to the submission of the Lebanon Township chapter of the Wastewater Management Plan. Has everyone had a chance to review? Any comments? Maybe I could add one thing. This is heavily regulated by the DEP and the like. This has to do with our township septic systems. Much of it is aimed at towns that have sewer systems and planning for sewer capacity growth and the like. The Lebanon Township, the strategies that we have to reduce septic density reduces pollution into the groundwater. What's recommended for us are plans to preserve more land, which would take septic density out of future buildings, encourage and support innovative wastewater management alternatives and, you know, improve technology for septic systems, and also to increase our education program, publishing septic system maintenance guidelines and the like in our quarterly newsletter. So that's the resolution to submit that plan. Any other discussion?
Last I remember, we were going to have the engineer look at some of this and review it.
The engineer has fully reviewed it. It's been to the planning board as well. They've signed off on it.
Okay. I'm prepared to make a motion to approve resolution number 65-2019, which is the Hunterdon County Waste Management Plan as it relates to Lebanon Township.
Second.
Roll call.
I'm recused after consulting with our attorney plus my occupation.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is Resolution 70-2019, approving our emergency operations plan. I will turn it over to our liaison to emergency management.
Okay. Resolution number 70-2019 is a renewal of our emergency operation plan from our OEM coordinator, Joe Maurizio, who I'd like to thank for the effort he put in making the changes. And I want to bring it to a point to the committee that he did give you a cover letter that shows you where the changes are and what he has done so that we could possibly expedite that. A lot of it was house cleaning. I know it was a lot to do. And Joe, if there's any comments you'd like to make, please come to the microphones. But anyways, I think that you've had enough time. We received this on Friday with the cover letter, and I believe that Joe will answer any questions that you may have or just follow up with some comments. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Questions, anyone?
Thanks for making the deadline.
It's okay. Part of the issue was, I guess, change of command at the county level. They did not retain what we submitted. All they had was a PDF file. So I had to go back and recreate everything from the 2011 one and some of the 2015. So it's a lot of time involved. But other than grammatical changes, the list of personnel and some equipment, so on and so forth, that's why I wanted to put a cover letter just to simplify your process.
I just might add that there are two positions that we're still looking for. If anyone in the community has interest, we have a shelter coordinator that is not listed on this program. Joe has put his name in there. He's taken on more work. We also have a deputy OAM coordinator that we do not have.
It's true. So if anybody's interested in stepping up, I do need a deputy coordinator. So
the shelter coordinator to me is a pretty impressive and kind of complicated job. You're responsible for, you know, with the OAM coordinator, looking into shelters in the case of a mass emergency where we have people, loss of homes, and we have to get them in there. Our number one venue would be the high school, which would have 1,000 beds, I believe you told me.
1,000 people, yes.
1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Come and see me after we're finished then. Please.
Any other discussion, comments? Is there a motion? The deadline for submission is August 13th, so that's partly what drives it on tonight's agenda. Is there a motion for Resolution 70-2019?
I'll make that motion to adopt Resolution 70-19, approving emergency operations plan.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much, Joe. Not just for the plan, but for standing by and all the work you do. Okay. Next, we have Resolution 71-2019. This is appointment of our Special Law Enforcement Officers, Class 3. These are the law enforcement officers that provide security at the schools. We are appointing, as it's an annual appointment, 4 part-time Class 3 Special Law Enforcement Officers. Thomas Perna, who returns from last year, he works with Woodland School, Woodland Valley View, and a new officer, Timothy Thomas Hale, who will be also working with Woodland and Valley View, along with Douglas Moyle and Gerard Klein, who work at Voorhees High School. Just for everyone's information, these are retired officers. The state established a special Class 3 category for retired law enforcement officers who can come back to work specifically in schools. Both school districts fully reimburse the township for the cost, and their hourly rate is $30 per hour with no benefits. Is there any discussion or a motion for Resolution 71-2019?
I'll make a motion for Resolution 71-2019, authorizing the appointment of 4 part-time Class 3 Special Law Enforcement Officers for the school.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have Resolution 72-2019.
73.
I'm sorry, 72. The bands. The bands. This is related to our bond anticipation notes. This is an annual rollover of our township debt. We have the pleasure of our chief financial officer being here tonight. Anything you'd like to highlight for us on the rollover? Total. Total face value $2,201,484,000. This resolution basically certifies that bond anticipation notes qualify as a tax exempt obligation under IRS rules. That's the gist of the resolution. Any other discussion? Or is there a motion for Resolution 72?
Motion to approve Resolution number 72,
Second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, Resolution 73-2019. This is a resolution to put on the November ballot a referendum for the voters relating to our open space ordinance. The open space ordinance was created by referendum. The state statute requires any modifications to it be done by state statute. The state allows seven uses of open space money. Our current ordinance allows for four of them, and the proposed question to the voters is whether we should add the three additional uses that are not currently allowed in our ordinance. This would be development of lands acquired for recreation and conservation purposes, historic preservation of historic properties, and Blue Acres projects, with an interpretive statement in front of us. So the resolution would be Resolution 73-2019 to send this ballot question to the county clerk. Any discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 73-2019.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next, we have Resolution 74-2019, non-binding resolution related to the creation, staffing, and funding the position of Township Administrator. Over to you, Ms. Cole.
Okay. Based on all the feedback that I got over the last couple of weeks, I consulted with our attorney about what I could do for the people to give them a voice, and he said I could do a non-binding referendum, but it had to be done 81 days before November 5th in order to get on the ballot. So, needless to say, I get on my calendar, I track back, and there it is. It's got to be done tonight, or we lose our opportunity. So we put this resolution together. Again, it's non-binding. You can't. If we had a different form of government where you had the mayor was elected by the people, I was told it could be a binding resolution. And but so in this case, it would give the people a voice. I basically took what was in the ordinance and copied a lot of that into here to talk about what it is to have an administrator, how it would help, but we want the people's voice. And I put an interpretive statement together, got it approved, and I would like to make a motion to, we have to make some changes to this based on, we didn't have the cost information at the time that this went in the package. So I would like to make a motion to amend the interpretive statement before we take a vote. And the last part of the interpretive statement, do you want me to read the interpretive statement? It's up to you. If you want me to read it, I can.
It's up to you.
Okay. Sometimes they make you read the whole resolution, they said. The interpretive statement is, the position of township administrator has not existed in the Township of Lebanon, but New Jersey state statute gives the township committee the option of creating the position. The Lebanon Township Committee intends to create the position of administrator and intends to staff the position through a, now we can make it 40-month year if you want. It says 3-year.
By the time this is implemented, I have no idea what it would be.
The shared service agreement is 40 months.
Right. That's in front of us. But
yeah.
The referendum pushes into next year. I don't know what that agreement
would be. No, this is this year. This is November 5th of this year, this
Understood.
Referendum.
Understood.
So, Matt, we need your opinion on this. You said we could make changes.
The 40 months begins September 1st.
So okay, so what should we make it?
Sorry. Supposed to keep me out of trouble. The first thing we should do, Committee Woman Caller, is to go to intends to create. And we should change the tense of that because the vote was just passed. You and I could not have known that at the time. So I would say has created. And as you said, we should change the 68 down the bottom. Should be consistent with the agreement as 78.
78?
No, I'm sorry, 75.
Okay.
The timing, when you and I spoke about this, we presumed that it would start in January. I think at this point it would be more appropriate this is a chicken and the eggs type of thing, whereas if the shared service agreement is passed, 40 months is accurate, as opposed to 3 years.
Okay, so we'll keep it, we'll put 40 months. Okay. So I guess
All right, so let me finish reading. Did I read the whole thing? I don't even know if I did. I got to the bottom here. Administrator would provide assistance to elected officials in ensuring the proper administration of the affairs of the municipality, as well as providing for the efficient and effective administration and management of the resources of the municipal organization. Specific duties and responsibilities of the Office of the Administrator can be found in Lebanon Township Ordinance 2019-06, which was just passed. The annual cost to Lebanon Township for the Shared Services Administrator is not anticipated to exceed $75,000 in year one of the three-year term. So I guess we have to make two motions, one to amend, as noted,
correct,
and then one to take a vote on whether to put this referendum on the, pass the resolution, put the referendum on the ballot.
Correct, and the amendment, as you and I have discussed, would be to revise the intent to create, to hash created, 3 year to 40 months, and 68,000 to 75,000. So that's
right.
The motion to amend.
Any discussion on the motion to amend? Is there a second on the motion? My mic stays on. That's perfect. Okay. And they turn off after 30 seconds or something. That's
yeah, the red, I can see the red lights. That's what I can tell
you. Was there a motion?
A motion to amend.
I'll second that motion as described by the attorney.
Any other discussion on the motion to amend? Otherwise, roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. So the second motion is now to approve the resolution for a referendum for non-binding referendum on the November 5th, 2019 ballot, creating, staffing, and funding the position of administrator of the Township of Lebanon. I'm going to make a motion that we approve this resolution.
To do what?
The resolution to put a non-binding referendum on the November 5th, 2019 ballot, creating, staffing, and funding the position of administrator of the Township of Lebanon.
And your motion is to approve?
Yes.
Just wanted to be clear.
I'll make that a second. Let our people vote.
Okay, now time for discussion. I obviously respect the input of the township. My challenge with this resolution is that, to my mind, it's not like we're buying a new dump truck where we can say, here's the specifications, it's here today, it's here in January, it's here tomorrow. We're talking about a specific individual. Unless, to my knowledge...
We're talking about...
I'm sorry, I'll take the floor for a moment and then you can have your discussion. We're talking... Well, no, we've created the position, if that's what you mean to say. We now have created the position. So we're talking about entering a shared service agreement specifically with Tewksbury. Tewksbury is looking to fill a position now. They've told us they have a need to fill that position now. We collectively have interviewed a candidate. That candidate has been discussed with and is prepared to accept a position if offered. I have no idea by the time we get through a referendum what person we're talking about. So I don't think it's fair to put out a hypothetical, a specific hypothetical to the voters in a non-binding referendum, which comes back to the committee to vote on in any case, and then we start the process over. I think we should take an up or down vote on the agreement and the person that we've spent 7 or 8 months working on.
Well, I disagree with you, and I feel that you and a couple of other people on this...
Microphone.
I feel that you and a couple of other people on this committee are going to take away the voice of the people. And you know what? They're going to remember it come time for elections.
I don't even comprehend what the mayor said. This is about letting the people vote, plain and simple.
I know that people have said that we are elected to represent them and that they should just stay totally out of the process. I'm not one of those people. I'm an independent thinker. And let me tell you, if I vote for somebody and they don't do, if I see them going down a path that I don't like, I am not going to be happy and be happy to walk right off a cliff with those people. So I think you need to give the people a voice.
Any other discussion? Is there a roll call vote, please? No, there'll be at the end of the meeting a public comment again.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
So next we have Resolution 75-2019, resolution to enter the shared service agreement with Tewksbury for business administrator. The committee has in front of them the draft shared service agreement that's been agreed to through the lawyers. And the motion tonight would be to authorize the mayor, committee of the Township of Lebanon, to sign this agreement as we have before us. Any discussion on the shared service agreement in front of us?
My only comment would be, why not let Tewksbury for now hire the administrator and let that probation time be on Tewksbury's dime, not ours?
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I look at page 2B, responsibility. At all times, Tewksbury shall maintain responsibility for and control over the business administrator hired to provide services. All citizen inquiries and or complaint resolutions regarding employee performance shall be handled through Tewksbury. And you know what? This isn't shared. We're renting their person is what's happening here.
I can't talk to Tewksbury.
They're going.
So the I believe the point that you point out, the responsibility of Tewksbury for the business person, the business administrator, I believe that's a legal issue related to the fact that they are the employer.
You believe it, or do you
I'm,
know
I'm
it?
I'm looking to the attorney because I'm not.
That is correct. That is correct. Throughout the process, it was instructed that we would not be the primary employer, and the impetus of that was we, Lebanon Township, our primary wish was to retain as much flexibility to be out of the agreement should we be unhappy with the results. And so the trade-off is to not be the primary employer and that the employer must be designated for those purposes. There's other provisions with regard to how Tewksbury and Lebanon act together with regard to situations, but that is a result of the wish to have the shortest out clause, so to speak, in this agreement.
So if you could confirm my understanding, the business administrator, when they have office hours or when they take phone calls from a township resident, can directly take complaints, concerns, deal with our township residents as our business administrator.
Correct.
If this committee has any issues with the performance of the township administrator with regard to carrying out policy, dealing with our residents, we directly instruct the business administrator on the policy that we want them to carry out.
Yes, that is correct.
If for example, there's an employment-related matter, they have a fight in the office and they push somebody down, that goes to a disciplinary hearing, Lebanon Township could go to Tewksbury and say, you have to discipline your employee.
Correct. We would retain that right.
And that, but that's as a legal matter, it's their employee. They have to discipline the employee in that type of a situation.
Yes. Again, as a result of our preference to not to have the least amount of permanency to this position on behalf of our township.
So I think my point is I think it gives us the functional control we need, and I think it, as the attorney said, there are trade-offs, and I think this is a advantageous agreement for Lebanon Township given our concerns and goals.
Okay. Page 3, 6C. The parties acknowledge that electronic communications such as phone and email may be performed for either party at either location while maintaining the good faith effort to equally treat and divide the business administrator's time and efforts between Lebanon and Tewksbury. Is this person going to have a separate computer with them to work on our business, or are they going to email through a Tewksbury email system to conduct our business? Or are you going to have a toggle?
They'll certainly have our email address. We haven't gotten down to the details of whether they have two separate cell phones, one cell phone shared, et cetera. Those operational issues will be worked out.
This person, if they live outside of the township and outside of the county, are they going to be allowed to work from home?
That's not been contemplated. At this point, it's been discussed. I believe you've been in all these sessions where we said 20 hours in the office.
Would you be willing to say he can't work from home?
It's a committee decision.
No, it's just a point to bring up. The other thing is on that same page, compensation, item 7, the last sentence, it is estimated that these services shall cost approximately $75,000 per year for each year of the agreement to be allocated between the parties and paid as set forth.
That needs to be clarified.
Yeah, it's allocated means distributed. So you're taking right. $75,000 and splitting it two ways. That's a problem. That's
right. No,
I'd rather have it that way.
I think we discussed the second to last line where it says these services shall cost. I think we insert cost each party approximately $75,000, and I think that clarifies.
We should have left it the way it is. Better
so
deal.
That will be one amendment to the agreement.
The other thing is, it looks like. It's, you know, we're saying in the first year it's $75,000 for salary benefits, pass-through expenses, reimbursements, but are we saying that he's not going to get a raise over the next 3 years?
No, we're not saying that.
So, because it says here, per year for each year of the agreement.
Right. The detailed numbers that
approximately $75,000. So it sounds like there's going to be a lot higher than $75,000 coming our way in year two and year three.
If I can speak, I believe you're mistaken.
I'm not mistaken. First, it's put right here. It's here.
So you're okay. So we don't know the precise dollar number because you can't ask an employee. You can't ask an employee, for example, what their medical coverage is going to be ahead of actually employment. Because we can't discriminate in terms of what their medical coverage is going to be. So the day that they get their employment offer, the number can be tightened up. The worst case, assuming full family and various benefits, the model currently is for about $71,500 for the first 12 months. If that increases by the kind of cost of living adjustments that that municipal salaries go up, it will stay under $5,000 for the $75,000 for the full 3-year term.
Let's see. Okay. Good, it's on. Page 4, item 11, external disputes. Representatives of the parties, to include the mayor or designee of each governing body, will meet on no less than a quarterly basis to evaluate the adherence to the terms of this agreement, not to evaluate the performance of the business administrator. Lebanon's mayor shall notify Tewksbury's mayor in a timely manner of any complaints related to the nature, extent, quality of services provided to Lebanon by Tewksbury. Tewksbury's mayor shall handle any response to issues. What about the rest of us on the committee? We all have equal weight here, and there has been incidents with employees in the past where I've brought things to somebody's attention, and it's fallen on deaf ears or talked around like, oh, we don't want conflict. So I would like to have a say in this. I don't want it to just be the mayor, especially because you're not an elected mayor. You're elected by us.
I think that the way our form of government is, that the discussion would have to take place, and the mayor then would get the direction from the committee before he could even say anything.
Well, then it's got to be put in here. It's got to be put in the agreement.
There would be nothing wrong with convening a meeting of the full committee to discuss issues with the business administrator.
Let's put it in there.
We don't leave it as it is.
It's a contract.
This is a minimum that's specified in the contract. At a minimum, the two mayors will meet on a quarterly basis. I would anticipate in the first quarter we probably meet on a monthly basis or more. These are minimum standards, and I think the full committee will be providing input for that kind of communication channel.
I mean, we know where this is going, and I want to have a voice, and I want it to work. I'm hoping it does work. I hope you can prove me wrong, and maybe because I've heard in the past where people have said, I didn't want to do this, and then I loved having the administrator, and we still fight. So at the same time, I'm hoping for the best, but I want to have a say, and I don't want to be told, well, you can't say anything. You can tell me, and I'll take care of it.
I don't see anything that restricts that.
That's a misconception, for sure.
Well, let's ask Matt, is that solidified in this statement? Do I have a voice, or am I going to get my voice taken away like the people have gotten their voice taken away tonight?
It's as written regarding the representatives of party, the mayor Or the designee of each governing body. I mean, I think
are we the designee, each of us, or what? No, that's if he appoints somebody as a designee.
I
want to say or the committee, or the fellow committee, the mayor and the committee. I have no problem with the mayor meeting with the other mayor, but I want to make sure that I see what's going to that meeting and that I'm represented and my thoughts are represented and they're not whitewashed over.
It doesn't exclude your participation. It
I
includes
want to be included.
The mayor.
I don't care if it excludes me. I want
sure,
to be included.
That's your,
I
understand.
Included.
That's not a legal question, but that's your suggestion to be taken under consideration.
Okay, should we...
As at this time, I'm prepared to move this to a vote, if
well,
we can take
I'm
a vote.
Not. Huh? Maybe I'm not finished.
Maybe the mayor would like to put
I have
it to
a comment
vote.
Also.
Okay,
Tewksbury
well,
had a problem.
Excuse me, just we have in front of us a proposal to modify paragraph 11, external disputes. Is there specific language for a motion that we should include or not include?
What I would say is representatives of the party to include the mayor and the mayor and committee will meet on no less than a quarterly basis to evaluate the adherence to the terms. Or, well, actually, I don't even know if it's the terms of the contract as much as it's their performance and any kind of complaints. Because the people may have complaints. They may come to me.
Absolutely. So I think rather than that would require a joint committee meeting with Tewksbury and Lebanon Township on a quarterly basis. I think if I'm hearing your concern, what if we said representatives of the party to include a designee of the Lebanon Township Committee, so we take the mayor right out of it. We are a weak mayor system,
exactly.
So the mayor only has what the committee gives. So the designee of the Lebanon Township Committee and the mayor or designee of the Tewksbury
and
governing
how do we
body.
Get that by voting three? Three of us vote that person?
That's the way our system works, yes.
Yeah, okay, well, here we go again.
So if you want, if you're proposing that change, we can vote on that change, or we just have to move forward here. We have to take care of that.
Can we make it two?
Can't make it three.
Can't make it three, but nothing would exclude the committee from making it two if we, this is a minimum.
I'm just trying to make
it. Can't make it three without convening a joint meeting.
Tell me how I'm going to know that my concerns have gotten to the right people and that they're addressed. Is there a feedback mechanism? Is there going to be a feedback mechanism or is it going to be lip service? Yeah, we told them.
The way our system works, you would have to convince a majority of this committee.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
To deliver that message.
Okay, I'll convince
But nothing prevents you from individually calling other towns. There's nothing stifling anyone's voice here.
It's just it doesn't seem like there's a formal process other than just the mayor, but let's just move on from that one.
Okay. I'd like to make comment because I see a big negative. Lebanon Township has been blessed by having our employees. I've seen for years contempt and jealousy from members of our committee towards our employees. An administrator often becomes a hatchet man for the politicians doing their dirty work.
Okay, the last question I have here, it's to remove takes a two-thirds vote, right? To remove, however, this is a contract, so it's different. It's a shared services contract. Is it three to remove?
I defer that to the attorney.
It's a technical split in that the shared service agreement is a majority. However, there are rights of the individual that are protected by a supermajority vote. That has been discussed between the parties, and it is my attempt that we retain, again, the flexibility to get out with the least amount of paperwork or delay. However, we can't undermine the statutory rights of the employee. I do not concede those points with regard to their tenure rights, removal rights. That'll be, you know, that they would have to show that they had suffered a harm that requiring a two-third vote.
What you're saying is that we can't get out of this shared service agreement without four people voting. That's what I'm asking.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we can. There may be a residual effect with regard to the rights of the individual. I do not concede that. I am acknowledging that the possibility exists and that that could present a severance issue.
So I thought this was just a 90-day out clause where if we want to just walk away, because we're not hiring him. He's not our employee. This is a shared service.
I understand. And again, this is in conjunction with our partner township. I do not concede that employee attains superior rights. They have a different position. I will not concede that here tonight at all on behalf of the township.
But we have an exposure.
We have an exposure to one half of 3 months. I agree.
Yeah.
We have that exposure. I absolutely.
Not as easy to get out of this.
That was my point.
Not as easy to try it on and see if we can get out of it. So, and the only other question I had is, Matt, just let me know what this means. Page 621, joint preparation. Shall be interpreted according to the application of the rules of interpretation for arm's length agreements. I don't know what an arm's length agreement is.
We have divergent interests from Tewksbury in this agreement, clearly. This was, as you're aware from our conversations, the Tewksbury attorney participated in this agreement. One of the issues we deal with at law in dispute of contract applicability has to do with who drafted the agreement, and it inures to our detriment if we are deemed to have created the document on our own. Any ambiguity would be held against us. This clause is to acknowledge that Mr. Linus, on behalf of Tewksbury Township, had just as much to do with this, and it was jointly prepared so that they cannot make that argument in the eventuality that there was some dispute as to ambiguity or applicability of the language terms.
So I believe the one modification to the agreement that came out of the discussion was on the bottom of page 3 to clarify that these services shall cost each party approximately $75,000. With that amendment to the agreement, is there any further discussion or a motion for resolution 75-2018?
Based on what we talked about, shall cost approximately $75,000 per year, but instead of for each year of the contract, say may vary for the next 2 years of the contract. Because that's
now
what it sounds like you're talking
about.
This came
in because of a statutory requirement. So again, a shared service agreement requires a cost estimate. So I looked to the attorney to see what's required on that.
And I did not prepare the number, but that is the purpose, is to provide a cost estimate. And it's my understanding that $75,000 is a good faith cost estimate of the per annum cost to each party.
For each of the 3 years, it's modeled to stay under $75,000.
I'll go with that.
So with the one modification, is there a motion or further discussion for Resolution 75-2019 to enter the shared service agreement between Lebanon Township and Tewksbury Township?
So I just want to make clear, we're not changing the mayor to committee designee.
There was no motion made in that discussion.
I wanted it to be the full committee, but you guys don't want it, and you're going to vote the way you want, so it doesn't matter anyway. The only thing we can have is other people run for office and split it up.
So the first motion is the change?
I believe we can do one motion with the with the agreement as changed. Or, okay. Revised sections, paragraph 7, compensation, inserting the word each party between cost and approximately. Is there a motion to amend the shared service agreement with those two words added?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. So now the resolution 75-2019 would be authorizing the execution of a shared service agreement between Tewksbury and the Township of Lebanon.
I'll make the motion to execute the contract between Lebanon Township and Tewksbury for the shared service agreement of a business administrator.
Second.
Roll call.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Now we move on to old business. The first item of old business relates to a humanities incubation grant. The township committee passed a resolution some months ago to approve application for the grant. In between that resolution and a grant deadline, a number was inserted by the in the application, requesting a grant of $5,000 with a match in kind, which would be salaries of existing employees and like, of $2,500, and a cash match of $2,500. In the application, it was the New Jersey Council of the Humanities was informed that the committee had not approved that cash match, and so tonight the question before the committee is whether we approve that or not.
I could make a recommendation if you'd like on that. Being we had a recent mishap with the computer, I'm not sure that the in cash is in the budget. My recommendation would be now to in kind only and prepare that grant. I just don't think we have it in the budget.
Any other discussion, or would you make a motion to?
I will make that motion if there's no other discussion. To move forward with this humanities incubation grant with the in-kind service only.
Is there a second?
In-kind, do you want to explain in-kind service?
The in-kind matches, as I said, that can be
in-kind
salary
matches,
of employees that are working,
right.
Use of existing
right.
equipment and the like.
Would this be contingent upon the funds are available?
Well, in an in-kind, there wouldn't be any additional funds. That's why we're excluding
right.
the additional cash because the, Tom pointed out, we would have to find that elsewhere in the budget.
Okay.
And we're not, he's not proposing that we
out
do that.
Of capital the,
motion, the motion in front of us would be to only approve the grant with in-kind contribution.
You might want to make one other correction.
There are several corrections that have to be made through this application. Yeah. But you go ahead and.
Gina's
yeah,
name.
Yeah, there are,
spelled wrong.
There are a couple, there are several like that. Yeah. But the motion on the table is to approve regarding the financing of the grant an in-kind match of $2,500 from the township. Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is to schedule a special township meeting for an executive session on August 21st. The proposal would be to have a meeting, special meeting of this committee, 6 p.m. in the municipal building to go immediately into executive session for matters of attorney-client privilege. And I now look to the attorney who would actually be conflicted and not part of this meeting. But do we need any more specific description of the topics for that executive session?
It's pending or possible litigation and attorney-client privilege matter. But again, that's something I can't take part in.
Right. So is that enough of a motion to schedule
yes.
a special meeting with executive session August 21st, 2019, beginning at 6 p.m. for matters of attorney-client privilege?
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, one additional old item business I wanted to put out. An update on our emergency management services. Last meeting, we highlighted the fact that as of July 1st, the township has hired per diem EMS personnel. The contract with Highbridge, which was being serviced by Clinton, had expired at the end of June, and so our own Lebanon Township Fire Department has been handling all of our EMS calls since July 1st. What was hanging in the balance was getting final certification of our ambulances. If anyone looks carefully on the side of the ambulance, you see a round decal. They have their official certification for the last, I don't know the exact date, but for the last 10 days or so. They're billing, they're operating, so our EMS team has done a great work to realize the strategy of running our own EMS internally now. Any other old business that anyone would like to bring up?
I could bring some old business up. If everyone's driven down East Hill Road, Josh Rich has started repairing the old Red School Church. He put a new window in there, and he's pretty happy about getting that and being awarded that bid. So it's great to have someone like Josh, what he puts into the town and effort, and now he's remodeling an old schoolhouse, so I kind of like that. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Any other old business? With that, then, we'd be on to new business. First item of new business is a shared service agreement with the North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School District. This is for a school resource officer. Earlier, you heard us appoint so-called SLEO Class 3, Special Law Enforcement Officer Class 3. Some years before we entered that agreement, before the state allowed that, the township, through an agreement with the Voorhees High School and the school district, we supply a full-time officer that is totally reimbursed from the high school, and so this renews that agreement. Under this agreement, we station an officer full-time. We rotate different officers through as a so-called school resource officer. This gets great feedback from the school, from the parents. The officers take part in different activities. In fact, maybe we have an officer who's participated in. You personally haven't, okay? But they I'm told they, I don't want to say conduct courses, but they give lectures, they get in, they know, they get to know the students, and they provide a real resource. And in compensation, the township receives $86,000 a year for that officer being full-time during the school year at the school. So the motion would be to authorize the execution of the renewal of the shared service agreement for the law enforcement officer with Voorhees High School and the Township of Lebanon.
I'll make the motion to renew the shared service agreement with Voorhees High School for the SRO.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is just an information. The township and its municipal housing liaison, who I guess has left, has received an application for a rehabilitation grant under our Council of Affordable Housing, fair share housing procedures. So this is just to inform the committee that the attorneys will start working up the agreements required for that, and additional information will be coming forward in the coming meetings. And next is over to you, Ms. Kohler, for the request for Huntington County.
Yeah, the mayor and I went out and looked with Warren Gabriel, went up to Hollow Brook Road, and the part that's situated by the gorge, it's a dirt road with rocks, and Warren feels that it's a good idea to have the county put gates at both ends so that if there's a tree down or there's snow, that you don't want to go in there. So we're writing to the county, and they're going to have to get back to us. We need a vote tonight on whether to go forward with this. So basically, I'll read it to you. Dear Mr. McCaffrey, he's the general superintendent of parks at the county level, the Lebanon Township Committee would like to request that gates be placed on both ends of the dirt section of Hollow Brook Road that is situated in the gorge. There are no residents within that section. The gates would only be closed by our Department of Public Works or Police Department during a weather event, such as a snowstorm, or for other incidents such as downed trees. Please let me know how to go about processing this request and what you may need from Lebanon Township. So,
do I recall correctly that the county will actually install the posts and the gates and our request?
Mm-hmm.
So the motion would be to authorize this letter on behalf of the committee by Ms. Kohler to the county.
I'll make that motion.
Will hikers be allowed to move around those gates?
Our DPW supervisor says yes. And this they'll only be closed it's so that they don't have to plow in the middle of the night.
You might
they
want
can
a
come
snow
back
show,
when
you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That I asked Warren a lot of questions that day because I said, is there anybody, EMS, are they going to know that the gates are closed if it's a matter of minutes before they can get to somebody's house? And the conclusion was that it wasn't going to be a problem. So
the access is better from both sides rather than
going
through the middle of it.
Yes, exactly. Because there were like runoffs there too. You could get trucks could get caught. So
what type of gate is it?
Well, they'll be installing a gate. Just a single swing? Yes. Just something that.
Just like a farm gate?
Well, they do.
Tubular farm gate.
Not even like a cattle gate, though. I think a single pole with the.
Yeah, apparently
they
have a standard gate for this type of a situation, is what I was told by Warren. So.
So the motion was made?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a request from the Lebanon Township Park Committee to land a state police helicopter in the park during the Fall Fest on September 28, 2019. This has been done in previous years. It's a big attraction for the attendees. We actually have, the township has in place insurance for unowned aircraft, so we're fully insured. Heaven forbid something should happen. So the motion would be to authorize the landing of the state trooper helicopter on September 28th at Memorial Park.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And next item of new business is a social permit. This is for a catering, the permittee Summerlands, Inc., for a wedding in early September. The approval from the committee would be contingent on the police department completing their background work and all other requirements being successfully met. Any discussion? Anything I missed from the clerk? Nope. So is there a motion to approve this social affair permit contingent upon police review and all other aspects being duly filled in?
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Any other new business from the committee? Seeing none, presentation of vouchers, please.
I have none.
We read out vouchers as a policy of expenses over $1,000, and the items under $1,000 are on a voucher list that will be available.
This is from DL Pump Company. This is for a water neutralizer tank, well tank, tees, copper fittings, miscellaneous materials for the well for the municipal building, $2,875. Then we have Griffin Allen Trucking, which was gasoline for the police, $1,301.35. That's it.
I have payment to the County of Hunterdon for the third quarter county tax that we collect for them, $701,444.08. The open space tax for the third quarter that we collect for Hunterdon County, payment to them of $69,676.90. JCP&L master account for electricity during the month of July, $1,021.54. And to our statewide insurance fund, the fourth payment of four for workers' compensation and our umbrella assessment installation four of four, combined total of $50,101.75.
Done?
Yep.
Well, I've got one for the County of Hunterdon, the library tax. It's the third quarter library tax, $70,150.81. I've got one for Elizabeth Truck Center for some trailers, coating for the trailer, $1,265. I've got one for Clean Stone for the Stavola Construction Materials for $1,209.20. This one came apart. And one for Warren Materials for asphalt for $1,475.19.
I have one that qualifies for Gephardt and Kiefer for professional service rendered for $2,409.26.
So the total voucher list in front of us is for $925,743.76. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve. It must be.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Next, a couple of correspondence items. The annual animal control officer, July 2019 report is available. Nothing jumps out to note. And then we have upcoming events at the Township Museum. We read these into the record for insurance purposes. One is actually already passed, but we'd read it out earlier. That was August 3rd, Ride to Pleasant Grove celebration. The next is on Thursday, August 15th, 2 to 4 p.m., and again at 5 to 7 p.m., a make and play day for children, sheep farm theme, with a rain date of Thursday, August 22nd, to tie into some of the themes of the Ride to Pleasant Grove, and then also a curator's report, which I don't see anything that needs to be called out on that. Any other correspondence items? Otherwise, is there a motion to open to public comment for any comment that any resident or individual would like to make.
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Mayor, while I'm thinking about it, do you have a list that you can provide with those 19 municipalities that have the administrators so I can compare?
Sure.
Or you had them?
Mm-hmm. Mark actually did that research. Okay, at this time, any member of the public who would like to make a comment?
Hi, Jeanette Slyker. I have three questions regarding the business administrator. Number one, I don't know if it's included with other jobs, but is there a job description that they go by, what their duties will pertain to? Number two, if after 3 months it doesn't work out, do they get paid the full $75,000 if it's in their contract? And number three, if it works out and the second year comes around and they get a raise, well, what about the other employers that haven't gotten one in 5 years?
Sometimes we don't answer questions. Sometimes I will. In this case, I will, and if anyone can chime in. So regarding the job description, the ordinance that we passed tonight has a very detailed list of what the individual can be responsible for, and it's stated that way, can be, so that the committee has the flexibility to direct them to prioritize specific actions. But that would be a good start to read the ordinance, and then you'd get a feel for exactly what the description is. Regarding severance, as with many municipal / government employees, there are state statutes that provide protections. The state statute, and there are good reasons for many of these. I mean, in many towns in New Jersey, you know, one year it's a Democrat, the next year it's a Republican. The Republican wants to clean house, Democrats want to clean house, so they to protect the individuals who take these positions. The state statute, as I understand it, requires a 3-month severance payment. So this individual...
That is correct. That can be either immediate vacancy of the office, or you can employ that, keep the person under the service of the township for that 3-month balance.
Now, one of the subtleties, if you will, of what we just discussed several times tonight is Tewksbury will be the employer. If they've gone ahead and agreed to give a 12-month guarantee or a 24-month guarantee, the agreement that we're entering with Tewksbury is that we pay the municipal, the legal severance. So we wouldn't be responsible for a full year of salary. To my knowledge, they're not giving that kind of a contract, but there is a level of removal where that's their business and wouldn't come to our taxpayers even if they did that. And your third question, I didn't write it down fast enough. Sorry. Was
if it works out, where they come and start working in the second year and they get a raise.
As an employee of Tewksbury will be responsible for those raises. In our sense, it would be no different than a contractor who provides services to us that changes their price. It would be a change in price. Now, you have to assume Tewksbury wants to control their tax rate and wants to control their expenses, and if they come with something outrageous, we would be able to exit the agreement. So that those would be the answers I'd give to that. Any other public comment? Yes, sir.
Charlie Fortenbacher, Slinker Road. What qualifications does this person have that we're sharing services with?
For confidentiality, if I give you too much information, you'll Google three data points and you'll know the person, and then that would be inappropriate. But the person does have the certification that I mentioned earlier, the Rutgers Civil Service Division collaboration for the certification. They've got, I have it. They have, I believe it's 15 years of elected experience, including as a chief executive officer of a town much larger than the towns that we have, the two combined. So it's a long list of experience and credential that we've reviewed. They have done this before, but mostly they've done elected official and running towns in a different capacity before. They've been an elected official as well. Well, again, many municipalities have full-time elected officials. If you'd like to introduce yourself. And
Lisa Rivers, Dewey Lane. I think a lot of this going back and forth and not knowing and knowing and not quite sure, but yet you've already interviewed prior to opening this as a public meeting. I was like totally taken aback when you said, well, we've been interviewing for the last 7 months, but yet all of the people here spoke to you and said we would like it to be put to a vote. But it seems like you've already made up your mind. And if you would just please listen to Mr. Wonder, who said let Tewksbury try it on for 3 months before we jump in, I think that would be a very simple solution. And if you would please all just try and work together and listen, because I just didn't get a feeling like anyone, a resident, was heard tonight.
I'm sorry that's your feeling, but I assure you.
That's the way it was, sir.
And I
thank you.
Just to clarify, there are certain things that may sound like I don't know, but I'm not allowed to say publicly. So
it's not a matter of what you're allowed to say publicly or not publicly, sir. What you did say was that you were going to listen to us, and it didn't happen. I'm sorry. And that's the fact. I'm sorry that happened. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
Redmill Road. I've listened to tonight's discussion, and a couple of things strike me very strongly. This has been something that's been in the works for a long time. It's been public for a long time. Now people come up to the microphone and they say, gee, I wasn't involved. I didn't know. There's only so much that this committee can do. You know, we as citizens of this township have to take our part of the responsibility to make sure that we are informed, right? There's only so much these committee members can do. So if you're coming here tonight and it's all a big surprise and you don't know what's going on, I don't think you can look to the committee. You need to look in a mirror. I appreciate I really appreciate the hard work that this committee has done, and you know, knowing some of how much this work is, I really, really feel for the job, and it's not easy, and you're never going to please everybody, but we as citizens need to take responsibility ourselves to make sure we're informed. I would make one last passing comment. There was a lot of people in here today who said a lot of things about, oh, get volunteers and do this, and there's going to be people who do that. I look around this room, and a lot of the people who said those things could not even be bothered to stay to the end of the meeting, which just shows how much real commitment there really is. I mean, I appreciate everybody who's still here, who stayed to the end, but we noticed the room is like maybe a quarter full from where it was. And if you can't even stay to the end of the meeting, how the hell do you think you're going to get involved and doing all the heavy lifting that people were saying, oh, we can get volunteers to do. It ain't easy, folks. It really isn't. I thank the committee for their work. Keep going.
Okay. I feel that we all should work together as a committee. I felt that Beverly, do you mind me calling you Bev?
Oh, he's called
Bev. All she wanted was to be a part of knowing what was going on. And I felt that you shut her right out. And in my mind, what's going through my mind right now, do you really want her to know what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Or do you want to just do it on your own? I think if you're a committee This should be all together, not just the mayor. It should be a committee thing. Let's get the township together. I mean, the country is so far apart as it is. Let's keep our township together. Okay? I mean, I feel that you, like, sort of cut her right out. And I would feel the same way if I was sitting up there. I was voted in. I should have the say of that whole committee also, not just a few spoke people. Okay? And another thing is I walk my dog every day I get a chance. And I'm getting so tired of people walking in that park, number one, without their dogs on a leash and not cleaning their... You got it. Up. And I mean, I've seen it. And I've told people, where's your bag? Where's your leash? You have people with the leashes in their hand. And my dog got attacked one time by a dog on that was loose. So I think there should be like a bigger sign. There's a little sign up there. But do you think anybody's going to pay attention to it? I mean, if I can get somebody to make me one, I'll make it and put it up because I just think it's terrible. Because I had to take my dog and get stitches. And the guy didn't even come over to me and see if I was okay. My glasses went flying. You know. Okay?
Yep. Thank you. I would like to interject one thing, not related to you specifically, just to the group. Because there's the flip side of volunteers, I want to point out that our Memorial Park is 100% run by volunteers.
Right.
They take care of any administrative duties. They take care of the work to get it done. They raise funding. I don't believe there was $1 of municipal money that went in for the landscaping, for the for all, and it's a beautiful park. That is a model of volunteerism, and I want to give the park committee full credit.
Right.
This town has pockets of extremely strong volunteers. And I would say volunteerism is very strong across the whole town.
Right.
There's always room for more, but I want to call out the park for that.
That don't follow the laws,
and we'll take that,
the
yeah.
Rules,
yep.
You know?
We'll work on how we can enforce that better. But thanks to the park committee for a great example of this.
Jean Lang, Musconet Kong River Road again. And I'd just like to say I'm glad that you're in favor of volunteerism. And I'm really just so sad that we've just thrown away a really good option to get people involved. There are obviously a lot of people in the township who really care about this township, and I think that notion that everyone wanted to come together and do something was just stepped on, and that makes me really sad that it was by that. I mean, we all knew, I guess, before we came here, and I was really hoping that with the large attendance and with people offering to volunteer and there not being an actual way to do that. I understand the parks and the recreation committee. Those are very nice things. But there's a lot of people with a lot of skills in this township who've been here for decades and decades, and we would want to help, and this was a good way to do it, to have a citizens advisory committee, to have everybody get together and maybe have a few meetings and discuss things. And the fact that some people could not see that really saddens me.
Any other comments from the public? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment? I'm sorry.
I just want to say, if you're a parent, you probably know how many times your kids came to you and asked to do something that you said no. And maybe they gave you a million plausible reasons as to why they should be allowed to do it. And you still said no. It didn't mean that you didn't listen to them. It didn't mean that you don't respect their viewpoint. It just meant that you made a decision based on your experience. And I always said my role as a parent was to protect my children from what they didn't know they needed protection from. Because I've done it longer, I've lived longer, and we have experience. In many ways, I feel this is the same situation. They know what we don't. They understand processes that we don't. So Ms. Kohler, her viewpoints have not been smashed or not listened to. It's just that they weren't agreed with. And there is a vote. There's five people here. Three of them have one view, two have another. It doesn't mean that the other two are not valid. It just means three people have one thought, and that is the majority. That is how it works. Additionally, to say that you haven't been listened to, there was many people that stood up tonight and said, I'm in favor of an administrator. So then to say, no, we're not having an administrator, well then, are you going to say to them, your viewpoint doesn't matter? It's a vote. And I do look at the people here saying, you're the parent. You're supposed to protect us from what we don't know we need protection from. And that's exactly what they did, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Seeing no further comments, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Is there a second? Or any discussion?
Seeing none, I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. To my knowledge, there are no topics for executive session. So, having no further business, or is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Roll call. Tom, motion. Bev, second.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Roll call vote.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you all for coming.